Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Monday night, the 26th. I bet you guys are saying, why does he remember the date now? I mean, all the months he never really remembered the date. Well, because in about 2 days, I will be in a really, 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 really happy mood. I'm talking, I'm going to be in the best dang, but I've been in a long time, and we are not having it, so Wednesday night, this time we'll make the announcement now before I forget. Hi, Elizabeth, I am so glad you came. Hey, Brandy. Hey, Dallas. So, and I'm going to bring on my co-host, my partner in crime. Yes, my best friend, my big sis, everything. And we are going to have that drunk show that we are talking about in about a week. I don't know when not yet, but I'm soon. Terry and I will bring it, and we are going to bring it to you live. So, I'm going to bring on who? Hello.
Puppies. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, okay, so we're going to bring it on or something? Is that what you're going to say?
Well, but, you know, bring on the nice wine.
Sweet. Unless we pass out or something, then we can't bring it. Huh?
Hold on. Yes, okay. I need to talk about something now before Dallas killed me. I am so mad that we are getting blamed. This fan base, is getting blamed for, YouTubing, the Steve and Slutty event. Okay, Steve and Kelly's event. I'm sorry for calling her a slut, but it just came out of my mouth so natural.
Yeah, why would Liz and Jason Fine want to go into a Stelly event anyway or a Slutty event anyway?
I know, that's what I don't understand. And, you know, Steve has, Steve had never allowed audio in his events. And, you know, I'm sorry, you guys, but I'm defending, Liaison to the Hill on this. We had nothing to do with this. We had nothing. And you know what? If you, Jay Sam, would really want to come and bring it on, Dallas internet is going in and out. But the thing is, if Jay Sam, fan, want to call in and really get this on, call 347-870-347, oh crap, what is that number? Okay, why can't I remember what number? Okay, 347-850-8721.
Because you have the drunken night on the brain.
Yeah, I have the drunken night on the brain. Yeah, that is probably what is wrong with me. Oh, and the song that you heard playing intro is my new favorite. It's Lady Antebellum, All Kind of Love. I love that song. It could really be, well, I was going to say a Liaison song, but if it's like a new relationship, then I'm saying it's a Maxie and Spinelli song. And do not get me started on the breakup of Maxie and Spinelli.
Okay, you want to see something gross on Jen Hall today? Matt and Maxie were in the we know when Robin and Patrick meet up in the hospital in that room. What do you call it? The room that they go have sex in. What is that room? I don't know.
The closet.
Yeah.
The
Matt
closet.
Matt and Maxie were in there today and have making
what?
Out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, are you trying to like?
Well, because this was after Patrick and Matt were operating on Mac, and they came out saying he's okay, and they're all grateful, and the next thing you know, they're in the freaking closet room making out, man. I'd rather see her with Lucky. I'm sorry, but if we can't have Spinelli with her, then we can go with Lucky.
Okay, well, you know what? I totally agree because, You know, I'm like in this fighting mode. I don't know. Is this kind of happened tonight, people? Does this go with me on it?
Today's show kind of was only really heavily focused on the Jason and Liz kind of storyline, Connie, even though their story wasn't it was like kind of together a little bit. There was mention of Liz to Jason and Jason to Elizabeth today, so
yep.
It's kind of getting a little bit hopeful because...
it is getting hopeful, and you know what, you guys, at the event, there were talk about Liaison. And, I mean, not Liaison, but the fact that, no baby, no whatever for the stupid friggin' couple. Oh, and I think this is silly, and if it's not, then I'm really going to feel like a whatever. But if it's not silly, Terry, you're taking the responsibility.
Like the dodo brain. The dodo brain.
Okay, fine, good.
Okay, good.
Right.
Hi, hello, Carly. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Okay, fine. Okay. I do have a drunk.
I feel like a fatso tonight. If people need to know, or maybe they don't need to know, but sorry, I thought I'd just shout it out there. At work today, I made a carrot cake last night, homemade carrot cake, brought it to work, you know, and then we made ambrosia today for the kids at work. Oh, my God. I had, like, cake and ambrosia today. That's all I basically ate today. I feel so fat. And then Carly knows. Now, you know what I did, Carly? You're going to be mad at me, but.
Honey, I could never be mad at you, but what in the hell did you do now?
I stepped in the scale again before I had a shower.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know what? Why? Why?
It kind of helps me stay at my weight, even though my weight
Well,
is...
you know, whenever I see the scale, all I want to do is throw it out the window, like, and break the...
I need the scale to keep me so I know if I'm really fat or getting skinny.
Oh, my God.
But I know, it's kind
wait,
of...
Wait, back up.
It's
you're unsure as to whether you're getting fat?
Well, see, when I lost weight a long time ago, like about, since in 2004, I lost weight, and
mm-hmm.
the scale actually helped me keep it off. It helped me maintain it because, you know, it's kind of hard to explain for me, but if I feel like I'm... down going up to like what I used to be
mm-hmm.
it helps me like if I decide to go on a fasting the next day or mm-hmm. healthier, but I don't know, it's kind of, I'm weird that way, but it helps me. I've been on this go every day ever since I've lost weight. I mean, you're talking about like what, since 2004?
Oh my goodness,
I don't know, I'm weird like that. It helps
yes,
me.
You apparently are, Terry.
Hey, I see no weird, see this and Terry.
So, what's happening with the Stelly event? I was reading some things about it. I had forgotten about it, really, until I started reading some things about it.
Apparently, she showed up
today.
Late.
I'd heard she was an hour late, which is very tacky.
Yeah.
And then I was reading that, I don't know, she made some kind of statement about sweating and they were asking her about why she wears black or some kind of crap, and that's why she says she wears black, because she's sweating. And I don't know. I said, do we need to know all of this? I mean, who cares? I mean, my God, what is going on with this woman? And then she's talking about how Steve was like her best friend. She was going through some bad times,
yep.
And some of the fans were riding her and dissing. I said, now, why would you pick an event like that, you know, so over, I mean, does she want people to feel sorry for her? What is her problem?
Okay.
And I guess Steve must say to himself, oh, shit, why me? Why me? I don't know.
I know. Well,
they're,
you know
they're just a weird, they're just a weird couple, man.
Okay, I'm going to see if I have any ink in my printer. Sorry. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay.
I was at work today, and I stole some printing paper for the printer.
Ooh.
No, it's okay.
She
has plenty. She doesn't care. The teacher. She's pretty cool. She even lets us use our cell phone when we're not supposed to. So that's how cool she is.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the event I heard was very, I don't know, you know.
I was on the blog talk the other day, and it was I don't know who hosts it. He's an editor for ABC Soaps and Death, and he has his own show on Monday night. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called TNT. I don't know. I forgot exactly what that stands for, but he had a show about the fan wars, and it's specifically aimed toward Liaison and Jassam or Phyllis.
Oh, well, of course.
Phyllis and Chick and Chick, and you know, I think Tanya went on there.
Tanya went on there.
Yeah, actually, some people on there, they weren't necessarily like debating or anything. They weren't really necessarily for one couple or the other. They were kind of like maybe, you know, in a neutral or whatever or something.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody went on there, and you know, she was kind of making sense. I mean, and the writer, the host was like, he was trying to, because he's confused as to why there's so many, like the fan base, they're so passionate, and it's either one way or not the other way, and why people like get so personal when they start fighting with the wars. Like, and he was actually kind of like, because what happened with Steve's Twitter, he was like, you know, guys, it gets really personal when you actually go against the actors, play the roles, you know, and everything. He's like, there's a point where you have to just let go and say, wait a minute, like, what am I doing, you know, whatever. And
you guys, Bridget's on. Hi, Bridget.
Hello, girl.
Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Shirley.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. And you guys?
Good.
You know, I wanted this nice hot weather to come, but I think I spoke before I thought about it, because, you know, it's nice. You know, it's nice, but the whole muggy thing, can you just have some mugginess go away? Because, I mean, I don't mind 85-degree weather, but do we really have to have the muggy weather? And, oh, and did you guys hear there was a tornado warning?
Yeah, the Bronx.
Yeah.
You mean
what?
To tell me?
There was a tornado in the Bronx.
You mean to tell me?
Where? And where?
In the Bronx.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. You mean to tell me I'm having to look forward to muggy weather?
No, the muggy weather is gone. Okay, this is the last friggin' day of it, hopefully.
I know I live in California, sunny California, but it's dry heat. Sometimes it gets muggy, very rarely, but...
No, it usually does a dry heat.
I don't want to feel sticky. I want to feel, like, the dry heat.
Okay, you will, so calm down. Okay, in the room.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, in the room, Dragon Lady goes, I think the person who did tape the event put it on YouTube. And Steve, a favor, I didn't read what he was saying. They wouldn't be doing that event again together.
No, after they got the YouTube, that whoever, dumbass J-Tanker, taped the thing after he specifically asked them not to tape anything.
Oh,
and
God.
And it's the second J-Tanker that's done this at his PA.
And you know, the sad thing is that when they spin these, when they do that and they post it on YouTube, and when they spin what was said in the events, they're just making a fool out of themselves.
Yep.
They're spinning that wasn't necessarily what to do.
So anyway, Steve put on his Twitter that him and Kelly will not be doing any more PAs together.
Oh, good.
Which is fine, but he deleted it right after he typed it.
Really?
So, yeah, that, you know.
Oh, well, because,
now
okay.
DD, everybody's blaming Jess and a bunch of others that went to the PA for...
Oh, come on.
Jay Tanker and starting shit over at DD, and it's like, okay, you know what? Grow up, you dumbass.
Yeah, well, yeah, and can I say something for my guilt? Will I won't feel guilty anymore? I saw it. I saw the event because someone YouTube did to me. And I saw it, and now I feel really, really bad for, you know, even seeing it, but it was, you know, it was right there. I mean, it was on YouTube, and so I thought, okay, but then later I heard what was going on with that. So, Steve Butch and I am very sorry I saw the little thing. But, you know, but the thing is not, it wasn't so clear, like the video, like the audio of that thing. Well, I turned it really loud. It wasn't, what's the word I'm saying? It wasn't like a perfect sounding thing, too. I mean, the audio was screwed up on it.
Mm. But, you know, it's sort of, you know, hard for, I mean, I can understand what the actors go through. And they really, because they could get in trouble for that. And
mm-hmm.
they just don't want that. But, you know, it's kind of hard to police people, you know, because they're
yeah,
their phones
exactly,
are so
yeah.
small, and that's going to be hard to do, not unless you body search everybody who comes in there and watches them. I mean, and what if they do? What if they catch somebody taping it? What are they going to do? Take their phone
well,
away?
Well, the
or
thing
else?
Is, sure, yeah, surely they probably taped it on their BlackBerry or something.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if I was them, I'd tell them at the door, turn your damn cell phones off.
Right.
The only
right.
thing you can
right.
carry is a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they do that
and
now.
Then,
enforce it. I mean, apparently they're not
mm-hmm.
enforcing
they're gonna have
it
to,
if
you know,
this has happened to him twice at
right.
a PA. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They do have security. They can do a little bit of something, you know.
Yeah,
they are
like whenever we go to the casino and because sometimes they'll country band or pop band that go. Well, last year I thought, okay, maybe I could just, you know, take a picture. And they would not even allow cameras in that in there.
Mm.
You know, so, I mean, you know, and like I did when I won the Tim McGraw event, you could not, like, I mean, he did not care about pictures. Like taking pictures, but he didn't want to like.
Taping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean. Oh yeah, and Drake and Lady goes. Yeah, and you didn't hear this happen at the liaison event. We just have class. Well, yeah, we do.
Yeah, it didn't happen, and that was much much bigger than this Stelly thing. You
well,
know?
Yeah.
But yet it was very,
yeah.
You
but
know,
the thing is, there's a thing called respect. And if you
yeah.
don't respect
yeah, right,
it's safe,
right.
you're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
yeah, they had yeah. no respect for his wishes or anybody
mm-hmm.
else's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all on them, the ones that taped it. Not
yep,
him.
And this thing where she was an hour late for the...
I know, and
said
yeah.
Supposedly she was
working
coming from work.
Or some kind
supposedly
of
she was coming from work. She was late because she worked late or something.
I think
but,
that's a crock of shit because
yeah, I mean,
why would they be working when they're doing a fan weekend anyway?
Yeah,
that's
right.
everybody's
right.
there.
Right.
She's
yeah.
a left lying sack of shit right there because they probably closed down the thing. She's so full of shit. She stinks. She needs deodorant.
Yeah, and
sweats so damn much. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a thing
oh,
called
God.
Deodorant. Let's use it.
oh,
okay,
boy.
I want to get
tell
you.
Tell us how you really feel, Brid.
Yeah.
Hey. Do you want me to tell you what I really feel? No, I'm just
yeah,
joking.
Yeah, come on, tell us. Come on, Bridget.
Well, I'm kind of pissed off at Jason's reaction to Lulu's telling him Liz's baby was kidnapped. I mean, there was no reaction at all
yeah.
from him.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
It. And that is not Jason. If it was the Jason, that was he would have had a reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
But he had
oh,
no
yeah.
reaction today about hearing that. And that
yes. Okay, and I want to say, because I feel like a dumbass by now, which, you know, I feel like that most of the day. I watch Fridays, because I usually don't watch Fridays. Terry knows this. So I watched Fridays, because, I mean, it got riveting, and I couldn't sleep anyway. And I feel dumb, because I didn't know that wasn't Franco. I thought that was Franco that, you know, jumped off the building. And it's not Franco. So was anyone else as dumb as I was?
I knew he was going to pull something because it's not what he said. It's not what it seems.
Mm.
He's going to keep himself alive to harass Jason until he gets what he wants.
Right.
Yeah, Jason is horrible. I did. I wasn't thinking. I was just like, I saw it. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I saw it and, you know, I'm like, wait, you know, and then today when people were talking on YouTube, thank you, Dad, for, you know, saying that you thought the same thing, because I'm like, wait a moment. So, yeah, I should have known, but, you know, before we get back on the Ace thing, I just want to call someone out that I've been waiting all day to call out. Caroline from Days of Our Life. Okay. Can you be more whiny than what you are? Okay, you have 55 years. Okay, maybe not 55 years, you guys. But you have this long, 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 long time to go after Victor. No, Victor, you're too dangerous. No, I can't love you. No.
Okay, wait a minute. She was with Sean. So she really couldn't. She was happily married to Sean.
Oh, come on. She was never really happily married to him.
She wasn't married to Sean before, though. She was in love with Victor.
Thank you, brother.
She didn't meet Sean because I think Sean and them worked down at the docks together. That's how they all met.
It started with
Victor.
I like Sean and Caroline, so, okay. That's my little...
No. What I'm saying, though... I'm not trashing on Sean and Carolyn. I'm trashing on Carolyn because, you know, she was in love with Victor the whole time she was married to Sean. Bo didn't know that he wasn't ready for, like, all most of his life. And the day that, you know, it gets brought out, Victor and Bo's about to shoot him, and Caroline goes, "He's your father, don't do it." And the thing I'm just mad about is, okay, if you did not want Victor a year ago because you were grieving or you were whatever, fine. But can we just not have you picking on poor Maggie? I mean, come on. Victor and Maggie are cute together, Caroline. Caroline, just go find someone. Go find, Mickey's dead. Well... Caroline, I'm sorry there's no old person on the show for you, but Victor and Maggie have my toes support coupling.
They are such a cute couple, but as far as Caroline, I really wasn't watching it back in the days that, you know, they were all into each other, so I really can't say anything about that. But as far as now, she's acting like some 2-year-old. I said, this is an older woman. Come on, baby. You've been around a little bit too long to start acting like that. But I am
right on the whole Caroline and Sean and Victor thing, right? I mean, didn't always seem like whenever there was trouble with Sean, you know, she would sort of go to Victor and vice versa. Am I wrong on that?
Oh, yeah. She kept them both pretty well on it. I mean... There was a big rivalry between them. She was a big part of it too, because she wouldn't pick which one. I mean, she was emotionally, and she did love Sean, but she still had Victor by the balls.
Yeah, she had Victor by the balls way too long, and that's why I'm kind of liking this, you know, Maggie Victor thing. I thought it was so cute when Maggie was falling asleep and, you know, really tired, and Victor's like, I can get my driver to drive you home, and, you know, and he was kind of concerned, and you don't see Victor really caring about that, you know, about that. And then the other thing that I thought was strange was Hope's reaction when she found out about Bo. I'm like,
she had the kahunas to go
into
the hospital room after she pulled what she did.
Well, you know, that's that drug she's taking. She does not remember it. It's just like they are two different personalities, you know, and one doesn't, you know, one is unsure as to what the other one is doing. She really doesn't, you know, that's those drugs. And that's what's happening with her. But I'm waiting for her to find out that she's really doing this thing, you know. And
yeah.
If she doesn't rat her own self out, those two little kids are, of course, they're ready to show them what Hope's treasure is, which is all them damn wallets,
yeah.
You know, she's been stealing from these men, you know. So,
well,
that's going to be interesting.
Bo, I think I was reading in a magazine that he puts two and two together
mm-hmm.
at the end of the week, and he confronts
about her. Damn time.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, this has gone long enough.
Yeah.
I think he has bits, he has fragments. He can't remember what happened or who it was, but
right,
he kind of has
right.
a memory of
mm-hmm.
that Hope was there. He had this conversation, and then Carly
mm-hmm.
puts him under hypnosis, and
mm-hmm.
he puts him together, and he can't fathom as to why she would do that. That's not Hope and everything. And so I guess at the end of the week, he confronts her about it.
And for the love of God,
I know,
Chloe,
I know.
Please tell frickin'
yes.
about this
yes.
baby.
Oh, she was on today. See, I didn't see the whole show. I only saw bits and pieces.
Well, they were
so Chloe is still crying about, oh, gosh, she gets on my I hope at this point Daniel leaves her because she's getting on my last nerve.
Lord.
Okay, I have a question about dates, too. Okay, since, you know, I was tired, so I was sort of doing the whole fast forward button on Friday. How did Madeline actually die?
She had a brain aneurysm.
So it's really not even real, though.
Well, the accident didn't help, but the gals, she said that it was going on for a long time. Anything could have triggered it. She could have done it. It could have happened any time.
Okay.
But
well, I just,
it just happened that accident's what did it. So.
Yeah, I was just wondering because now I'm wondering if Kate's going to be, like, honorable with Kate be honorable. Okay, that's kind of a laugh. But we'll see Joe Stefano. Oh, by the way, you have a son. Oh, is he going to keep that one a secret for, like...
To the end of time.
Right.
You know, I mean...
Right.
You
like
know, I mean...
Hope. He might not ever find out until the man is as old as he is. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That
you know,
secret,
what I
man.
Thought
I'm
was...
still waiting, and I'm still waiting for Sammy... To find out the truth. Now,
but Rafe's on the case again. So he knows Nicole is up to no good, her and EJ.
Yeah,
so
but he still doesn't know exactly what, he still doesn't know to this day that it was EJ who had kidnapped the baby. He still doesn't know that, right?
No. Yeah, I thought he did.
No.
I don't think so.
He knows Anna had an accomplice, but he doesn't
right,
know.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. I thought he was, I thought, by the way, EJ and, Nicole was talking that, he walked in on, I mean, not walked on, it was on the pew. I thought he walked into the whole conversation and, okay, now that explains.
He saw them together, but he couldn't hear what they were saying.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
So, but
exactly.
Even that kind of gave him the little what's up thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why I went to Nicole's motel room to see if there's anything he could find.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, well, like I said in the last show, Adriana is leaving Days, and... I'm investigating that because I'm just curious, you know, because I thought she would be really cute with EJ. I mean, that was my idea. Terry, what's wrong?
I'm trying to print something out. Something out. My printer is being a bitch to me right now.
Well, if you talk nice to to the Printillium, I might help you.
No, this has happened to me once before, and I don't know what I did to make it work.
What was I going to say? Oh, so I haven't watched All Me Wives. I'm going to watch it tonight because,
I've been busy.
Okay. I did thought.
I did get to watch my True Blood last night or tonight today.
What happened? Because I didn't get to watch, but it'll be back on Tuesday or something like that.
Hey, Bridget.
I think so.
True Blood. Okay, now the previews. I'm assuming everybody wants her because remember in the previews where at the end of yesterday's Lorraine or whatever name went after Sukin, and it looks like Bill kind of saves her and he drinks her blood to make him better. But then there was a scene where he was in the sun and he was fine. Remember the scene? The previews for next week, he was in the sun and he wasn't burning or anything?
I haven't got to see the previews. I'll have to go on HBO.
Maybe she's got blood. Maybe she's... Maybe the vampires want her because, well, that's my conclusion, that she's her blood makes them they could walk in the day or something.
Well, yeah, if you read the books, the elfin blood, they thrive off of that. Yeah.
Because I haven't been reading the books, so I don't know.
You got to read the books.
Is the book good?
Oh, yes. I went through all 10 books. I got to get the new one. But I would read a book a night. That's how good they are.
What happens to the book? What happens to Bill and Suki in the books? Is it different than the show?
I mean, last night's scene is part of, I can't remember which book, but the King of Mississippi doesn't steal Bill. It was Irena that steals Bill.
Oh, it's Lorena?
And Suki goes, and he doesn't steal Suki. She goes on her free will to find Bill. She stays with him, and then she goes and steals one of his cars and gets Bill and kills Irena.
Really?
And then back. Yes.
I've got to read the damn books.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
But I have so many shows that I watch. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, my God.
Don't you remember when summers there was nothing on TV?
Yeah.
And you were just bored for that, like, 3 months? And, and now there's a lot of shows on. And, Christy is busy, but I think she's going to try to call in. What was I going to say? No, I mean, there's a lot of summer shows that are really, really good.
And I do love The Glades.
Okay.
So good. I hope they keep it because
I haven't watched
it.
What night does that come on?
That's on Sunday. Well, here in my time, it's Sunday. I don't know about your time. It's Sunday nights at it's on A&E channel.
Annie?
Just go
Annie.
Check your local TV and it'll tell you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think it's on at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
It's by time, anyway.
Because it's on at 9 o'clock here, I think. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, because I put on my TiVo, by the way. I just thought I would tell I was trying to tell someone I did put on the TiVo, so she cannot get mad at me.
If I leave my fine, because my niece is going to have my room for 2 weeks, and she won't have anything to watch. Because I can't, she tries to watch something and when I'm not here, and she can't because I have it set for like 2 shows on 2 different channels or something. And I go, well, when I'm gone, you could do that, so...
Yes, because, did you guys hear that what just happened about 9 people are shot in Chicago trans in the bus station? Turn around, there are 3 critical. Like 9 people just got shot at Chicago Transit. I think that's the bus thingy, but yeah.
Wow.
And there was a tornado by Nashville today, too. And, Brisa, didn't you say there was a tornado warning for somewhere else?
I'm not sure. I haven't caught up with it. But all I know is about the tornado in the Bronx, which that is real. That's
yeah.
Strange. Something's kooky in the weather.
A tornado in the Bronx?
Yes.
Yes.
That's in New York, really?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, well, you know what? Nothing surprised me because every place is getting all kinds of weather now. That I used to live in the Bronx. I got to call my sister, see if she's still there. Jeez.
When was the last time you talked to your sister?
Oh, I talked to her the day before yesterday.
And when was the tornado, Bridget?
Oh, man.
Where was the tornado?
No, what day was it?
Wasn't it today or yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it was today.
I think so today because
wow.
It was on the internet news today. So
wow.
I figured it was either yesterday or today sometime.
See, there is no perfect Shangri-La.
No,
I don't care where you go these days. It's some kind of weather. It's going to be some kind of weather issue because the world is changing.
Foster, close the door when you.
Now you know what? I was reading something about Vanessa and what was I reading about that on RTN today? Something about she. It wasn't a question of her not wanting to come back, but it was a question of when, the right time. And I got the impression that, she only wants to work with certain people now. And she considers them her family. They were naming the characters, of course, Sonny, Jason, Robin, and I said, now, she goes in there, and she was talking to Bob about it. I said, it's really unbelievable how the different actors who they allow, to get what they want. It's just really amazing. I said, Steve has been on the show longer than either one of those women, either VM or Kelly. And why can't he get the pairing that he wants? I just don't get it. And I used to think he was a so-called golden boy, but apparently he isn't because if he can't get what he wants and everybody else can get what they want, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And I know that when Vanessa comes back, it's going to be the Brenda show. I can see it. I don't even have to watch it. I can see how that's going to go. People who wanted her to come back are going to be sick of her because it's going to be Brenda, Brenda, Brenda. Every freaking day, so.
Well, you know what? I'd rather be Brenda, Brenda, Brenda than Sam.
Bam.
Yeah. But, but then on the downside, that's going to cause, I don't know what they're going to do with Becky when she comes back from her leave because I just want to see where they're going to go with her and how much screen time she's going to get. We shall see.
Hey, Tanya, how you feeling? You feeling okay?
Hey, Tanya, okay?
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. Nothing.
I had to re-upload that because Blog Talk was being mean to me for a second. And let's see. Okay. I fixed it. I would rather, this is my own opinion, I would rather see Vanessa Marceau every other day than Kelly Monaco. I would pay someone like, I don't have $1,000.
I don't care. I'd rather see her than Kelly, but I'm wondering, it's going to come to the point where we're going to be sick of seeing her. Because GH doesn't know how it's all either one, like the same one until you get sick of that. They don't know how to spread around, how to spread it around. They don't know how to incorporate the characters, but we know which one another. It's either feast or famine, one or the other.
I agree with you on that. The reason why I was, because I usually don't watch the Friday's episode until, like, the next week. But I couldn't sleep yet. I'm like, okay, let's just see what happened now. And I was watching it, and you know what? When Warren started shooting, I am like, oh, my God, are they actually going there? And, yeah, they actually went there. And I'm like, well, he just pulled up a gun and saw people. And I thought, wait a moment. After bomb scare, the toxic thing, what do you think General Hospital will have, like, a thingy, like a, you know, one of those monitors, like, at the airport, you know what I'm saying, you guys? One of those, like, monitors metal detectors.
Yeah, well, you know, this is GH,
Oh, yeah, you know, that's so funny. In the room, they are talking about if they keep Kelly. Oh, that's another thing. How, you know, she didn't even know when her contract was up, supposedly. And
she did, too. She's such a lying bitch. She knows exactly when her contract is up. She is so full of shit, she stinks. You can't tell me these actors don't know when their contracts are up.
Of course they do.
Sign them every whenever.
Oh, Christy's on. I think. Hey, Chris. Crap. Hey,
crap.
Christy. Hey.
Hey. Crap.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I couldn't get this whisper to a guy. I thought saying crap might be better than saying what I really wanted to say. And
well, it's your show, hon. You can swear.
I know.
What you want to say.
No, I was actually going to say fuck, but okay. Oh,
boy. Okay.
You're like, that's my favorite swear word.
Yeah.
And another thing.
Fuck it. Sorry. It's a Dane Cook thing.
What were you going to say?
And as far as the powers that be, apparently they aren't smart because next week's promo has Spam crying to Jason, let's just run away.
Oh, come on, you idiot, Sam.
You need to put up with like, when are you people going to learn? When she's on with him, it's blackout. I'm not watching. Sorry.
Yep.
Next.
That's what I was going to ask someone. When the whole hospital thing, there was sued, the whole people were getting sawed at, and I was thinking, why isn't Sam in this building? Christina is here. But, no, not that I'm saying when Christina did. That's not what I'm saying, people. I'm saying, why can't Sam accidentally be in the hospital and Warren takes one look at her and calls her a slut and bam away? That's what I was thinking during the suit out. I'm like, okay, you hit Ethan and Mac. Okay,
where's Sam when you really need her?
That's why I was just thinking because I'm like, wait a moment, that doesn't seem right. And, oh my gosh, okay, hold on.
Isn't
Hello?
He supposed to be in some kind of shootout?
I'm 808, you're on the O2.
Hello?
Hi, how can we help you?
I was just listening to the show. You guys talking about soaps?
Yep. Yeah, what soap are you interested in?
I think, what soap you're talking about right now?
We are talking about General Hospital and how it killed Sam McCall. Oh, I was. Not the panel. I was. Okay. What soap do you like?
I like Young and the Restless.
Oh, well, we like, Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless lately is really, really good. I'm happy that Cricket Christine, whatever they are calling her, these days are back. I want to know what her freaking secret is. Yep.
I'll tell you right now, that cop is, the
yes,
brother.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's the long-lost baby. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's
I felt that too, Bridget.
When he first came out, I said, I wonder if that isn't his half-brother or his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they full brother?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're half brothers.
Okay, this is going to sound like
they have the same mother but different father.
So does that mean... So that cop, wait, which cop are we talking about?
The cop that that was his partner that has been causing problems.
They thought he was the dirty cop. Now, this is the same actor who used to be on AMC.
Yep.
Okay.
Ryan's brother.
Ryan's brother, right.
But no.
Okay.
But you know what, Bridget? He is really a bastard. He doesn't like what's his name, Chance.
Chance.
He doesn't. He's either jealous of him or something. But he has issues with him.
Well, he knows he's her son. See, and I think it's resentment because they never found him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that's
why he's being an ass to Chance
because
Chance got to know his mother. And he did, and Cricket knows. Cricket knows that
he
won't
let
that's
the other part of her secret, right?
Okay.
Because Cricket was one that was with her when he was stolen. So I think that's shit. They're supposed to be best friends. A best friend.
I wasn't watching I wasn't watching way back then.
I didn't watch either, but they sort of went back, you know.
Okay.
Those glasses she was wearing.
Oh my God! And the dark hair, the dark.
Dude.
Oh jeez.
Oh my Lord! Brings back memories.
Oh boy. Okay.
That's Chance's half brother.
And I was so glad Chloe slapped the hell out that bitch because she got on my last nerve.
Wait, what's this?
Such a snoot. You know, what's the chick's name? Paul's
Heather?
Daughter. You know, the...
Heather?
Yeah, Chloe smacked the hell out of her.
Did Chance tell the truth that he slept with her?
Chance told Chloe, which I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
Well, I knew he would.
Yeah.
Because Chance is
he's basically, nice guy. I mean, and let's face it, that's only the second woman this man has had in bed.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So he is on a roll now. So,
who's next?
So for the first time, I felt sorry for Chloe. I mean, she was truly hurt.
I don't like Chloe and Chance together.
I like her with.
I like Chloe with Billy.
I'm Victoria and Billy.
Not with Daniel.
No.
Kevin.
That's who I meant.
Yeah, me too. Christy.
I don't know.
I'm Christy. I was supposed to tell you that Dallas, Stokey Lover told you hi and see, you know, was really glad that you called and see, you know, asked me, where's Christy?
That's sweet. Thanks.
Well, yeah, so, no, I mean, I like Kevin and Chloe together. I really
do.
Not to be mean or anything, but the one that he was with, that I had the brain operation.
Now, I really love them together. I really love them together. You know, what's her name? I can't think of her name, but to me, they were perfect together.
Okay.
They were perfect together. That is his, I mean, I really love them together. So, but, you know, on soaps, you know, there's always is, there's no permanent nothing.
They had a pretty long run. They were together.
Yeah, but they were so good together. They were so good together, you know. So,
Do you feel like
you're sounding wavy, like you're breaking up.
You're breaking up, Carly.
Yeah, you're breaking up, babe.
Do you know how long it
is?
What?
But we know how long cricket
is
in
the hell is going on here?
You guys?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Don't play with my head. My head is.
That was funny.
Your mic was cracking.
That was really weird, but funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was just wondering because if cricket is going to be here for a while, I think we need to find her a love interest because...
And not Paul, because she's starting to give Paul the little starry eyes.
Yeah, that's
the kind of
thing for Paul.
The flashbacks, they've been there, done that like 3 times. And
mm-hmm.
It's like, get over it already. Let's move on.
I don't like Paul with Chance's mom either. I cannot take that woman. Oh, geez.
She's been like, she's tame compared to what she was when she was young.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Oh, yeah. You think she was, Sam was this con, that girl? Holy
shit. I just
want to
smack
shit.
Her. I do not like her.
She's calmed down a lot. Mm. Shit. She was way back when.
Wow.
But I was thinking, like, who can we set Cricket up with? So I was going through the men in my head on Zenowa City, and the only one that I can come up with, and I'm being funny, you guys. This
not Tucker.
Being...
Not Tucker.
No. Okay.
No.
I would not put Tucker with anyone. Tucker's a slime ball, in my opinion. But no, I was being really funny. I just thought, I only have Nick and Cricket together. I'm being funny. I am
Nick.
Okay, fine. I'm being.
Oh, God.
I am being funny.
I know, but that's just not funny.
Okay, I know. I was being funny. Okay, but I was.
That was humor. Oh, okay.
Fine. I was being funny because I was going over the list in my head of
of all the eligibles.
Than I could come up with. Well, besides Neil, but Neil's not the most available for anyone, really.
It seemed like I was reading something about him possibly leaving the show, taking some kind of break or something. I don't know.
Well, Sharon Case is taking a break. She went off on vacation. That's why she took Faith, because she went on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all take
vacation.
Well,
it's the summertime.
They all take
vacation.
Yep.
Because...
Yeah, I don't know how long she'll be gone, but
everybody, you know what? You know what? That Adam, you just want to smack the hell out of him.
I know.
Yeah, I did want
to.
Patty. I feel so bad. Patty, God.
Is that dumbwit has hardly any eyesight, but he can crawl in dark air ducts to get to her. And he can crawl around, but he can't see right in front, just a pinhole. I mean, seriously, people.
I know.
I mean, it
Come
just
on.
Kills me every time he sleeks around.
I know. Oh, gosh, I tell you. Oh, well, what can you do? And I said, this is the man Sharon loves. Oh, boy. Sharon, she has no taste in men. She's a movie by herself.
Well, you know, because I'm probably wrong on this one too, but I thought for the longest time Adam was faking the whole blindness thing.
He did it to himself.
Well, he did it to himself.
He
right.
did. He did it to himself. He had perfect eyesight, and he did it all to himself to
yeah.
pull this
so
over on
picture. He had issues. Anytime you're gonna risk losing your sight, I said, what an ass. You know, he
did it all to get back at Victor.
He's bad, but I'd say he is good though. He's good. He's better. When the other actor who played Adam left, I said, oh, because I started to like him. And when this guy came on, I said, ooh, but honey, he has grown into that role. He has made Adam his. He's excellent in the role. But I just hate him.
He's a good man to hate.
Yes, really, he is. He's really, you know, the one, you know, somebody that you love to hate. He's it. Very, very good at it.
Well, yeah, I've always, you know, I don't like him because I'm like, come on, you're driving everyone crazy. And, you know, you fake your own death thinking you're going to get away with it.
He gives Victor, you know, he and Victor, they're somewhat alike. I mean, I don't think Victor wouldn't go to the depths that Adam does. But as far as being strong-minded and whatnot, he's just like Daddy. I'm sorry. Yep. Nick isn't like that.
Nick and Adam Victoria are more like... They at least have morals. I mean, look.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Nick
exactly.
sent Victor to prison
exactly.
for insider trading. I mean,
yeah,
he has a conscience.
Right.
And you know what? I loved
it. Like their mom. Like that.
I loved what Victoria said to Victor, like totally stood up to him and saying, you know, I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think Victor and Nikki will we'll make it to the altar. I really don't.
Well, they brought that other gal in for angst.
Yeah, I don't know why. I said, now what is she supposed to do? I mean, you know, she hasn't been on for a couple of days or so, but she. I said, oh boy. I said, why would they bring angst on? And they're just trying. They're just getting back together, and right away they flew in this chick. I said, I guess she must have needed a job, but. Anyway.
Christy, you coming back the 15th of August, right?
Yeah.
For the anniversary show, right?
Right. 1 year anniversary, which is surprising. Time passes by quick.
But I think this year has, gone by so fast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't believe we are in almost August, and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be Christmas again.
Which one's say
bite
left?
Your tongue, Shirley. I'm not
okay.
ready for snow quite yet.
I know. I'm not
ready
for it
either.
I want to get through Indian summer first before I even think about snow.
I know. Oh,
it
yeah,
starts,
you guys
start snowing
snow.
Here
we
in
don't
August.
Have to work. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that here.
Yeah, it starts.
That's
snowing
the thing I don't miss.
Late August.
Really?
That's really early.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
In Wyoming.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Is there even anything to do in Wyoming?
Oh, trust me, honey. We've had more people move here from other states after coming through our state. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I've seen of Wyoming is from The Proposal. That movie, The Proposal. I think they went to Wyoming in that movie.
The Proposal.
With Ryan Reynolds, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, yeah, I remember. They came out last year or something like that?
Yeah.
Are you sure they filmed it in Wyoming?
I'm pretty sure they were in the production program.
I think they filmed it in Canada.
It might not have filmed in Wyoming, but
I know
movie,
another. Another movie that was filmed in Wyoming, and they portrayed us pretty shitty. And that was with Sarah Jessica Parker, and that stupid movie they made.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
Well, most of her movies are stupid anyway.
Well,
so
and they made us look like a bunch of hicks and stuff. Well,
yeah.
Trust me, I'm a cowgirl. I'm no hick. And the way they portrayed us cowboys and cowgirls was pretty, I was pissed.
Tacky.
I think it's
yeah,
tacky.
I know.
And I wrote a letter to tell them that, too.
Wow. Did you do any response?
No, I don't care. I just got it off my chest. I didn't think it was very nice of them.
I don't
and we get a lot of actors. Sandra Bullock does have a cabin in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And Harrison Ford. And Bill Gates has a place here in Wyoming.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of celebrities coming through Cody.
Yeah. Well, in the summertime, we used to take my friend's boat. And on the boat, you can see a lot more than you can see, like, up close. And we were bored. And we drove right past Paul Allen's house. And then we went to Bill Gates' property, you know, just to see it, and security met us. And, I mean, we were not, like, on the lawn, and we were just going on the boat, but the security people told us we had to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, we were just seeing the house. It's not like we were going to break in, people.
That doesn't matter.
I know. Oh, and what was I going? Oh, and okay, if I hear another word about Mel Gibson between now and like,
or Lindsay Flippin' Lohan,
my poor Mel.
I'm so sick of Lindsay Lohan and her father. I could puke. Get over it already. The girl is going to rehab in jail again. Move along.
Well, yeah, but
I was watching Braveheart, one of my favorite Mel Gibson movies, and I was looking at that Mel, and then I turned on the computer and I was looking at today's Mel, looking like some kind of I don't know. I said, oh, Mel, what happened to my Mel? What happened? What happened? We just messing up his life. He's all screwed up. All screwed up. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Mel? Just get it together. He was supposed to be making this other movie, but nobody has heard about it. So I don't know whether he scratched that one or what. I don't know what Mel was doing, but. He'll be in the papers until somebody else takes over, you know. So somebody comes up and acts a fool, you know, then they'll be the current news. You know, so.
Hi, Terry?
Yeah?
You're going to be able to pay $1,200.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sending it off before I go. I'm sending it off tomorrow.
I want to make sure that
Okay. Hello. So Carly, I know I'm about to ask a stupid question now. You and Terry, y'all know what each other looks like, right? I mean, this is your first physical meeting, right?
But we've seen what each other looks like.
Okay. I was just curious. I said, now, is she going to be walking around with a sign? Hi, this is Carly. I was just curious how that works.
My mom today too was kind of like, I called her and I go, Mom, I'm, you know, I'm leaving on Wednesday, and I go, she's like, really, she gets concerned like that. She's like, I'm going to be fine, you know, I've seen her, I know what she looks like, whatever. She's like, well, yeah, but my only concern is that you don't,
you don't know her or you have never met her. I'm like, well, I know what she looks like. I've seen pictures and we talk like all the time. So she's going to be, I know she's going to be concerned for 2 weeks. You know, she's probably going to want me to talk.
Oh, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I probably should have just let it for 1 week or something, but.
But she really pushed the envelope.
Yeah.
Hey, me.
Yeah, I know. I probably should have just let it. I was thinking about it, too. I didn't know. I go, maybe I should. I go, how long? I was thinking, like, 7 days or whatever, and then I pushed it to, like, 10 days, and I pushed it to, like, 12 days or whatever, and now it's, like, 14 days.
I said, ah, to hell with it. Just go with the 2 days.
I told my mom, though, if I needed to come back, if there was emergency needed me to come back, then I could always.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and we are giving
What do you guys have plans? I mean, you know, are you going to go? Are you going to stay at Carly's? Are you going to do a lot of traveling?
Yeah,
are you going to go out somewhere and pick up men? I mean, what are you going to do?
Well,
on Saturday, we are going to my nephew's. Oh, my God, he's three. 3 year old birthday party, and then we are going baseball game with the family.
Okay.
So
who's playing? Is this a local team?
Yeah, I don't think it's the Mariners. I think it's just like a Cars one. I don't know, but that is sounding fun, and of course we are going to the casino. I know that. And we have to go to the Space Needle, too. I mean, we are not going up on the Space Needle, but I think everyone that comes here should at least see the Space Needle because it's big. And, yeah, the Space Needle, and, yeah, I mean, we are going to have a lot of fun. And
oh, good.
So. Yeah, but we will be back on, well, I don't know if we are going to have it so next Monday, but we will probably have it Wednesday. I haven't thought that through yet, like, that much through. I've been, like, in a happy mood, like, all day. I'm like, today's Monday, tomorrow Tuesday. Oh, it doesn't seem that far away. So, yeah, yes, and last night I was clearing my TiVo out because I'm making all the suits for Terry and I. And so I love TiVo. I'm listening out. I thought if I say how much I love TiVo, if TiVo was listening, they might want to upgrade my TiVo, give me a brand new TiVo, because I thought if I kept saying TiVo. Maybe I thought someone would listen and give me free stuff, but I don't know.
No.
I just thought, by the way, if anyone's watching One Life to Live, it's getting good, you know, but I was laughing through the whole time with the whole muffins thing. I mean, you know, they blame David on poisoning them, and they end up both pregnant.
Yeah, I see common attractions of both sisters being pregnant. I said, oh, boy, this is totally soap opera. Both sisters. Now, what would be funny if they were pregnant by the same man, that really would be hilarious. But
well, you know, I mean, I guess twins, that has happened to, like, twins. They got pregnant, like, at the same time in real life, but I'm gonna kill One Life to Live is the baby that Natalie is killing Bodie's. I will kill One Life to Live because I'm sorry, you know, and I do not want the sicker baby to be Folds. I'm sorry, I thought she really, I mean, I guess they did the deed, but I'm just hoping if Bodie puts on Sika and Natalie puts on, and I just hope they don't, like, switch the rule that mode or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, and, okay, Terry knows where this is going, she said. I was watching B&B, only stuff I really watched live today,
And let me tell you, that had me on the edge of my seat, and I was saying a couple of cuss words, and I'm thinking, I'm on Team Logan. You know, Taylor, Steffi, you've all done blackmailing shit. You know, give Brooke a pass or whatever, because this is ridiculous. And for all of B&B fans, they'll call and tell me that you are happy or mad with this over there. That so had me on the edge of my seat today. I was texting Terry, and I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. But it was really good. It was storytelling from a really good thing, but I'm thinking, you know, B&B, you need to come up with something more creative. I will. So that's my bid on B&B. So did anyone watch Drop Dead Diva last night?
Oh, yeah, I did. It was good. She has even though she's dead, she found out she had a sister. And that was actually a pretty good episode. I liked it.
Silly, you know when you mentioned Braveheart? I've never seen the whole thing of Braveheart. I mean, I've seen, bits and pieces of Braveheart.
Oh, you should watch it. It's an excellent movie. Excellent movie. Watch it. You know, I'm on RTN right now, and I'm just reading some stuff, and I'm, you know, they got this banner with Steve Burton on it when he was in that movie Castle, and that man has some eyes on him. Boy, I love his eyes. He's a sexy. I was looking at him today. I caught a couple of scenes with him when he was running behind, or was that today? Oh, no, that was Friday's thing, because I was watching SoapNet. When he was running behind Franco, and they had a close-up on it, I said, damn, that man got some eyes.
Well, look at
his
face, Shirley, because they got a real good close-up of him when he's trying to gun old Dante. He's got a gun on Dante. And they got a real good close-up of his
eyes.
Look, and his eyes are just a
wow. I mean, his eyes. That man is sexy. Sexy as hell. I swear, I love me some Steve Burton. Love me some Steve Burton. But I'm looking at his eye. His eyes is one that gets me. And he can look mean. Boy, and when he looks mean, he doesn't look like he's a very nice person. But yet, I know he seems to be a pretty nice guy. So I hear from people who've been to his, PAs and stuff, to see he had a great sense of humor. But that man is fine. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
There is a poster on there, and she drives me crazy with her stupid posts. That Amy Lee G. She is the most negative hippo
I've ever seen
in my life.
Oh,
she can't shut up about it. It's like, if you don't like it, don't watch it and just, but she has a comment, negative comment for everything.
Yeah, I know. And I don't even have to see the poster. All I have to read is the poster.
I know
who it is. I said, I know that's Amy Lee.
By the way, Bridget and Philly, I'm sending you something, email after the show. A friend of mine sent it to me, and I was having a sort of bad day, and I saw it, and it made me laugh. I mean, it's about Sam, but this someone made a, what you may call it, like a banner of it, all I could do was just start laughing. I mean, it was, I sent it to Terry already. Terry?
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay, I send that to you. Did you get it?
Yeah, but I haven't played it yet.
Oh, you don't have to play it.
No, it's a banner. It's a banner.
Yeah, Isabel.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm on the computer. I've just been going through a lot here on the computer. Sorry, I'm just like surfing the internet.
Well, I hope we're not disturbing you, Tara.
No. Just like.
Oh,
yeah.
Please, no. Oh, my God. Did you read the last spoiler? Nicholas asked Liz to move into Windermere, and she agrees. No, please.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think she's actually going to.
This Lisa chick needs to be axed. She is one messed up chick. And I applauded Maxie today when she let her have it. Oh, my God. It was great.
But Mac and Ethan both made it through, right? Okay.
Yeah. Ethan only had the shot he got was on one of his major veins, but it got repaired.
Matt did the surgery.
He's out now, but he was shot twice.
Okay, because I thought, maybe I, we didn't see it, but I thought the way Ethan was shot, like right by his neck, because they were putting pressure on his neck, or by his neck, and that's why I thought, it wasn't funny, but I'm thinking. Because that actor signed like a 2-year contract.
Who's this, Matt? The guy who plays Matt?
No, the one that shot them, Warren. He was originally.
He signed a 2-year contract and his ass is out already.
We have a caller, Film Girl 22989. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, sorry, I've never called before. I'm calling from Skype, and so this is really weird. But have you guys been talking about General Hospital yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
we
all
we're
about. Doing, practically.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you guys think of the Franco stuff? Because I was at the Mocha shoot, and I thought it was pretty cool seeing Franco, you know, jump off the building and everything like that. Did you guys like it?
Really?
Or think it was lame, or...
I haven't seen it. Well, I saw Fridays, and I thought it was Franco at first, but then my wonderful friends cleared me, and no, it's not. So, I'm going to be happy when Franco is done and over, because in my mind, Franco really didn't need to come back a second time to mess with Jason. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, I mean... Franco is good in movies, but being on General Hospital, sometimes I think they didn't have to bring him back for another time. That's just my opinion.
They're trying to bring in the ratings, baby, and that's all it's doing. Although it isn't working, but that's the whole point of bringing so-called major, you know, movie star on the soap for ratings. But in fact, how were the ratings?
They were 1.7s and 1.8s.
Oh boy!
I don't think
I'm
there was a
1.9
in any of the of last week.
Boy. Now when does Brenda make her appearance? August.
The day before my birthday.
The
day before my birthday.
All right.
Oh, you excited about your birthday?
Yeah.
Of course, it's my birthday, the day I was born.
That's right. Everybody's excited about the birthday.
It was a good day.
That's right. The world is a better place.
The
clouds
separated. The rainbow came over.
There you go. And here she is, folks. Brigitte.
The angel sang.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm looking at this banner with Jason and Liz and that rain kiss. To me, that was the best kiss.
Oh my God.
That was the best scene ever. Film Girl, who do you like on General Hospital? Who is, like, your favorite?
Well, I pretty much like everybody. Like, even, you know, Sunny, even though he's kind of, you know... I mean, I like the villains, and I like the heroes, and I like everybody. They all have their own part of the show. I've been a huge fan of Stixie, and I'm kind of sad still that they just broke up.
Oh, okay. And, thank you. Thank you. You talking my language. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because this whole Maxie and Sunny are breaking up. But wait. They didn't have a breakup. Wait. You know, good stuff, Vaughn, you never gave us a fucking breakup. You just gave us this one day thing. Okay, now. You know what?
It makes me think that they're not really over. That because the breakup scene was so short, and it seemed like they were more like.
Well,
they seemed like
they
were
did
so.
That. They did that to Lucky's Greg Vaughn and Sam, too. I mean, it wasn't much of a breakup either. So, you know,
but
that's,
you know,
their type of breakup.
I can't see Matt and Maxie really going anywhere.
No,
you know, so
no,
I'm not worried that Stixie won't come back. I feel like once they've, I mean, they're supposed to get together, I think, officially, like, next week. Or, August, I think it's, like, August 4th, I heard. But Yeah, I think within the next month or so, I don't think Matt and Max, you're going to get that following that they're hoping to get. You know, I don't think that, you know, I find them boring. It's not that I have anything against Jason Cook. I mean, he's a cute guy, but I think he and Maxie are just boring. And I think Maxie is such a wishy-washy character right now that anything she says and does, it's just not going to be
cool
to the audience.
Film Good, do you watch Days of Our Life? Are you a Days of Our Life fan?
No, I only really watch General Hospital, actually.
Well, the half of the reason why I don't like Max and Maxie is because they were Sean and Bill on Days of Our Life for 5 years. I've seen every, you know, they had chemistry on Days of Our Life. I'm not saying, not every couple can have chemistry when they go to another show, but this pairing did not have the magic than whatever the Bill and Son. And I know they are not saying Bill and Son, but what I'm saying to me, I'm not in the mood to see their reunion on General Hospital. You know what? If you're going to screw me over with Maxie and Spinelli, then, go put Maxie was Lucky. Okay, that would be appropriate, but if you want to screw me over, do not put Maxie and Matt together, because I just don't want to see another freaking reunion. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
Well, Maxie and Lucky, they don't have any chemistry either.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I agree.
They don't have any chemistry. Now, she has chemistry with the other Lucky, with what's his name? But
Greg Vaughn.
With Greg Vaughn, they had some chemistry. But with this, JJ, I don't think so.
I
agree. I don't see him with any chemistry with anybody. I saw a glimmer of chemistry with him and Claire. Him and Claire had a bit of chemistry when they were in the park, but they haven't explored that. They just threw her to Sonny's, another one of Sonny's, you know, notches on his belt, you know?
Yeah.
I love Diane today, though. Oh, my gosh. She had her.
My girl.
Dialogue.
She
knew exactly what was going on.
She had the best lines. She just really read Sunny so well.
She's so good. She's
awesome.
So good. She reminds me of Eve Arden. I don't know whether you're all before your time, but there used to be this sitcom on television called Our Miss Brooks. And it was played by this actress named Eve Arden, and she was a school teacher. And I swear, if they went back there, I could put Diane in that role. She reminds me so much of her. She is, I mean, she has such quick wit, you know, and she's attractive, and she's sexy, and I just love her. I just love her. She is one of the best things they got on GH, you know.
Yeah, and I like it when they actually give Alexis and who. They crack me up. Whenever Alexis And
yeah,
Diana
they have great
are together.
Chemistry.
Yeah, whenever they are together, you know, either something is funny going on or, you know, I mean,
well,
Alexis you know,
is actually funny when she's with Diane. She's,
yeah,
she's a
yeah,
totally
they
different
bring out
person
the best. Yeah,
when
yeah,
her and Diane are together.
Mm-hmm.
She turns into tightwad when she's away from Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, and, you know, and then when they're together, because most of the women that GH has, you know, it's such they're either whiny or they're weak or they're clingy. I mean, where is this? To me, you know, Diane, she's one of the last strong women they have on GH.
Yeah,
everybody else is just a wimp. I mean, even well, Becky was. Well, I mean, her she was trying. She was showing some strength. Now I hear she's weakening and she's, you know, she's getting ready to move in with the porpoise there. What's his name?
Nick or I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Niz will be over before too long. I mean, I'm sorry.
They were going to.
They're not even
that.
Together. That's the thing.
I didn't
think they were going to. I thought that was over. I don't think they were going to.
I mean,
The only thing they were sharing was that kid. And now it's Lucky's kid. And when he finds out, he's going to glom onto that baby like no tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
If they stayed that long, because something that Anthony Gary said when he went on vacation was, this could be my last time working with Zay-Zay. Anthony Gary, the guy.
Oh,
who
I'm so tired of his ass. When is he leaving?
I love him.
He needs to leave. He needs to go. His time has run out.
Okay, that might be.
I don't mind the Luke, but
yeah, I know. I love Luke.
He does get old, though. I mean, he's played this part for so many years. I mean, you can only watch so much of his stupid antics.
When I was younger,
watching him with Luke and Laura, that was different. It was actually entertaining. Now it's just old news.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's either drinking or, I mean, he's boring. I mean,
I'd rather him get, like, a real story. Like, you know, if they're going to have him get with the mob, then have him, like, actually be involved with the mob.
Yeah, I mean.
It's so much counseling, like, giving everybody advice that it's I don't know. And then this whole story with him and Tracy breaking up, like, I really kind of missed the whole thing, but. I just thought that was like, I mean, I kind of liked Luke and Tracy together, and then they kind of
just broke up,
and now it's like a big cluster, you know, fuck, I don't know, I mean, it's like, okay, I guess he's gone, I mean, you know, I mean, to me, he's more like any other veteran when they just pop up and they show their face, it's like, oh, hey, so-and-so's back for that one episode, that's it.
Well, it was like one day last week, Bobby was on for like a minute. I mean, if you blinked, you know, one scene with Ethan, you know, like, you know, oh, Bobby actually knows her nephew. I mean, even though Bobby hasn't been on the campus since Carly's wedding.
No, she was at Jocelyn's christening.
Yeah,
she was sitting in the bleachers like they always put the older crowd. Only bring them and dust them off when they need them
sitting
on special occasions.
I was going to say, sitting in the bleachers. Okay, can we throw in the couple of elderlies there? Yeah, just place them here, place them there. You know, they don't care. Once you reach a certain age, it's over, baby. It's over. I tell you.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised that Mac didn't actually die immediately. My mom thought when he got shot that this was going to be his way of getting off of GH, and I'm kind of surprised he survived.
Oh,
I mean, I'm glad he did.
Is he supposed to be leaving?
No, I don't think he's supposed to be leaving, but I just feel like he's one of those getting to be old kind of, you know, veteran-like characters that my mom was wondering. She asked me, actually, she was like, is he getting off the show? And I was like, not that I know of, but, you know.
Well, look at... Sonny, look at Jason, you know, but then they're the mob, so I guess they'll be the mob until they're 75 years old.
I've been enjoying the Mac and the Lexus thing. I wish they would, like, you know, go back to that, because I thought the Lexus and Mac were kind of cute.
Oh, yeah, they are. I like Max and Alexis together.
Yeah, and, you know, because...
If they actually use them in a story, I mean, they kind of, like everything else, they start something and then just blows it
up.
I thought Elizabeth was supposed to lose tons and tons of money from that thing, and they just blew that apart.
Thank God that didn't come to reality. I'm glad that didn't, materialize.
One story, I was, you know, when they, you know, did that whole gun thing, I thought, okay, because, like, the commercial, like, the promo kind of lied, because I'd be rounded. You know, I thought, like, one of the main characters were leaving. I didn't think Warren was leaving, how they did the promo. If you go back and look at that promo, you know, they had Carly's face, Michael's face, Christina's face. A couple others. So I thought, okay, someone's going to die from, like, the cast. And then I was totally wrong, and then Warren died. And I was glad to see him go, because he was starting to annoy me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I wish they had done a little more of a story with Warren and Kiefer and
the abuse.
That whole family, because I felt like to have just killed Kiefer off was, I don't know, it was just a poor way to tell a story that happens, like, you know, in real life all the time. So I felt like they should have him go off and get some help. That could have been the end of the story.
Exactly.
Or we could have seen the inside of the house, you know, Kiefer watching Warren, you know, hit his mother, and that's where he got it, or it hit him. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe afterwards, if there's some kind of, like, funeral for Warren, you know, even though nobody in GH would actually go and, like, see him. But I'm wondering if, like, the wife...
That's the problem with GH. They don't know how to tell a story. They show scenes. We see scenes of different things, but they don't really know how to tell a story, you know.
Right.
And that's sad, because years ago, that's what they did best. They could tell that story, whether it's a love story or whether, but now they just be throwing scenes together, and they're throwing actors here, and, you know, and I don't know. It's just,
well, this is disappointing, because they have such a great cast, and I think, you know,
yes,
the head writer, he's got some genuinely, like, you know, okay ideas, but if he just connected the dots and, like, you know, strung us along a little bit better, instead he just kind of, like, just goes from one thing to another. I mean, they obviously never think of anything, in the future, you know, because I think they'd use their characters better, but it's like, it's always like for the right, you know, for right now in the next 6 week storyline, what are we going to do? And then in, you know, they never think of the future.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree, because if you go back to 2006 and something we are seeing 2006 and now we are really seeing now, some of it, you know, I think it has been somewhat well played, but not all of it. Like today, I really thought Jason was going to. Oh, background noise.
I hear echo. I hear an echo.
Terry?
What?
Oh, I thought you were the echo.
Maybe
the
echo's coming from my computer.
We hear the echo when you're talking. They hear this echo in the background. I'm talking about back in the day. Am I talking about 2000? I'm talking about really back in the day when GH was really a good soap opera, maybe the number one soap opera on television. It was so different back then, the acting and the, well, it all starts with the writing, you see. Because even, I don't care how good the actors are, if they can't tell a story, you know, then it's not good. But it was so good back then, and now, like I'm saying, you know, I don't know. It just.
Well, when I remember doing a research paper a few years ago on soap operas, and from what I remember doing my research, it was like, it seemed from like back in the day, like when my mom was watching GH, that, you know, more soap operas had storylines that lasted for like years. You know, it was something, you know, not something that was over within 6 months. It was something that went on for years. And whether that's, I mean, it's debatable whether that's even a better kind of way to tell a story or not. But, I mean, I think you're right. The story, you know, the writing just was taking better care of it. There was more thoughtfulness in it.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
there's too much rinse and repeat. They rinse and repeat every storyline imaginable. It's just, if they would remember what they actually write.
History. That's something else too. But you know, you're right, Bridget. What they're messing up, they mess up with history, and and the writers are so stupid. Don't they know that the fans remember? We do not forget history, you know, but they apparently do, or even if they do remember it, oh well, it just really doesn't matter.
They have totally changed this Lucky.
Oh, please. That was awesome.
I mean, they have made him look like the biggest saint in God's green earth. And
he's smart, too.
Little jackass.
Right.
And I'm sorry to tell him, but they need to get their heads out.
You know, I mean, it's like a big Lucky they had. It was like it sounded like a new Lucky, like Greg Vaughn, Jacob Young, and, you know, bringing Zay Zay. You know, I was thinking about this. You remember whoever was the days. When Philip left, and it was like the recasted Philip, but then they brought the Wizener back, I don't think it made, like, all the fans as mad as when they brought Lucky back, because with Zay Zay and Greg Vaughn, there was a 7-year difference. And then with Jacob Young, there was a 3-year. So it was like he was coming back in a role that was 10 years that two people have done. And he was an age that well. I mean, you know, I don't think he was age, you know, I mean, because I always think, oh, my God, Lulu looks older than, you know, he is. And, you know, that's how
He has a very young face. He has a very young face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that little patch of hair does not age him.
It does not age him.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
But, you know, at least with Jacob Young and, you know, Greg Vaughn, their personalities were very close to each other. They were both jerks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
right.
Yes.
But when Jonathan came back, you know, of course, we can't have that. And I'm pretty sure, you know, he said, you know, I don't want to be like that. You know, I want to be like this. I want to, you know, like, so all that other stuff and how he was treating Liz and all that never happened. They just wipe the slate clean, you know. And fans do not appreciate that because, you know, you're insulting my intelligence now. Because that is not the Lucky I know, you know. But you know, hey, the writers, they do whatever the hell that they want to do. And apparently that's why GH is in a shape that it is these days.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, but soap opera writing is really hard. I mean, I'm writing a web series right now with somebody, and you know, we're working with limited minutes, you know, limited number of shows, and it's hard, I think, to carry on, you know, a show when you've got, you know, 40 some characters, and you know, I mean, I guess, you know, I think GH, they make it really hard on themselves because when, you know, Sonny, Jason, Carly, and basically Sonny's kids now are like the main characters, you know, then of course it's hard to tell, you know, it's hard to tell a story and do a show with 40 some people in a cast. So, I mean, they make it harder than themselves. And they, you know, in Gus's interview, you know, he says, well, I can't remember what he said, but the one that recently came out, he said something about how, you know, sometimes he doesn't understand why the ratings are what they are. And then me, you know, to me, it's like,
right.
It's pretty damn awesome. You know,
oh,
it's funny. I mean, but I don't know. But I mean, it's soap opera writing is hard, and it's, I mean, I don't know. Whenever I've talked about it with my professors at my university that I go to, they always like, you know, it's, and they shoot, you know, 60, 100 some pages a day. It's hard, and I'm in the film industry myself, and so, you know, sometimes we get through like 5 pages and like, you know, 3 hours. So it takes a long time to film. So I mean, I respect the industry in that way, and it's soap operas because it is difficult.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think for General Hospital especially, they have a bigger cast than, you know, I think the difference between Y&R and General Hospital and maybe even Days of Our Life is Days of Our Life and Young and the Restless. Nowadays is using the older cast more than they have been in recent years. I mean, Days of Our Life has always used, you know, the older cast, but I remember summers when it was just about the teen storyline, and that's all what it was going to be like. Well, on Days now, you have Victor and Maggie, who's like an older couple, you know, actually are there during the summer. I mean, so I like the fact that, you know, you can mix them up and, you know, because I still remember summers were all about the teen dramas, but now it's not really like that.
Yeah.
So,
you know what I think is funny is just how close Michael looks like Jason. I wish they'd do some kind of like.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I wish they'd do
talking
like.
Talking about this Michael or Drew Garrett.
No, we're talking about
Chad Doyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I actually said to my mom the other day, I was like, he's been wearing that same shirt for the past, you know, X amount of days. I mean, it's like he's going to start to have the same kind of wardrobe that Jason has.
Oh,
he wears the fun
I
shirt.
Know.
I mean, it's kind of funny. It's laughable.
Oh, God, please. You know. I'd say Michael. That's what it's, I mean, Jason is obsessed with Michael. I mean, my God.
I just wish they'd do like a big community sprint.
I mean, I don't even know why they bothered to give Jason a son. I just don't. I mean, what is the, what was the point of all of that? I mean, that's what I want to sit down and ask Bob Guzik, why did you do that? I mean, now, you know, Steve loves it. You know, because he says, well, you know, he and Liz, they will always be connected. Well, people know you're connected, but we want to see a story and there's this son out there, which I mean, you know, you would never think that he had, but you would think Michael was his son. I mean, Mikey, morning, noon, and night, and he's willing to throw away everything for Michael.
Yeah, I wish they did like a big, I think it'd be interesting if they did a huge, big paternity switch or something like that, and you find out that after all this time, Michael was Jason's kid. I mean,
oh,
that would be
hell
awesome.
No.
Really?
Hell no. No,
yeah,
no.
We don't want to see
no.
that. Oh, look,
no,
it's
no,
bad.
No.
It's bad enough now.
We don't
want to
see
that. We don't want to see that. It's bad enough now. It's bad enough now where he's just his nephew. Please,
Uncle.
We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that. Gosh, please. Gag me.
Okay, right. People, I would not mind seeing that because
Carly.
Yeah, no,
really?
Yeah, because you know what? I didn't like AJ. I was a...
Don't saddle Jason with him. My God, he's already living for the kid.
He already has his own kid.
Seriously.
I mean, his real kid, his son.
I know, but I just thought that would have been a very interesting story now if they just did a whole sister because Jason looks way, okay, Michael looks way like Jason right now. That's the only thing I would just call it very interesting.
I don't think he looks like Steve Burton. I don't. I mean, I'm missing it. I just don't see it. I saw maybe a little bit more with Drew Garrett than I do with this kid. He looks more like Spinelli, and you can see how they're cousins.
Really?
You can see that they're cousins because he got those little bags under his eyes, too. Maybe that's a family trait. He has those little bags under his eyes.
Where did my co-host go off to? Terry?
I don't know. She was upset. Wasn't she having trouble with her printer or something?
Terry? Oh, no. No, she's still on the Swiss boat. Terry?
Don't worry, she'll be with you soon enough, so you won't have to lose
her. Right,
Bridget. Each
child was boring her, so she left.
Karen would not just leave. Christy left. She left without really saying goodbye, so we must have really been boring her.
Oh, God. I guess it's with just a bunch of bores.
Hey, So how long have you been watching the No Hospital for? How many years, Boo? Have you been watching, like, for 10 or 5 or... What? I'm asking the film girl.
I've been watching GH probably... See, I watched it with my mom when I was, like, about 13, but I don't think I really, like, actually grasped the stories and got into them, like, until about 5 or 6 years ago. But I've gone back, and, like, if I found, like, Liz and Jason, they were a couple that I really liked when they got together, so I went back on YouTube and watched all of their scenes when they first had scenes, like, in 1998, 1999, I think, and...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they have
so
such
I,
great
I
felt, chemistry, right?
Yeah.
They
so
are
the
best.
With them, and so... I'm debating whether to go back and watch all the scenes with Brenda because I really don't know Brenda's story. And when I asked my mom, she's like, Heather, I don't really care, you know. So it's like, you know, I don't. So I'm debating whether to go back on YouTube and spend some time watching it. But
I
don't know if I want to
spend
about doing that.
Well, I was a Brenda fan. I mean, I loved Brenda. The Brenda character was probably one of my favorite ones of the 90s. I mean, I enjoyed seeing her go between Zax and Sunny. I really enjoyed it. And I mean, even before Zax and Sunny came on, I mean, I did enjoy her storyline. So for me, if it was me, I would go back. Some of her stories were very good. Some of them weren't. Skip it. 2000 and bit, when she came back in 99 for that, 6 or 7 months, like really crapped on her story then. But now, you know, I would go watch it back when she was with Sunny and Jax. Those storylines for me, I really enjoyed seeing the Sunny, Brenda, Jax triangle.
I really loved her with a Sunny.
Oh my God.
I really love them. And I'm going to tell you, and I also liked her with Jason, although it was not, you know, a lover, you know, thing, but they were funny.
They had a lot of banter.
I love their banter. They were funny.
Well, yeah, and I was a big Sunny and Brenda fan. I mean, I'm surprised I graduated from high school because we didn't have a working VCR back then. And when I knew Sunny and Brenda were on, I had to find a way to get home and watch it because I just wanted to. And I always remember, and I had this on my desktop for a while, the picture of them on the beach in Puerto Rico, I think it was. And that, for me, Hero to Eternity or whatever, I liked that storyline. I mean, I liked it when, you know, I even liked it when she wore the vial on Sunny. That moment, just that whole moment has always ingrained in my head. That moment between those two, wow, was Sunny ever pissed out. And then, you know, he goes and trusts someone like Hannah a couple of months later. Oh, you're later, oh my God, I could not stand Hannah. Hannah, I could never wrap my mind around the Hannah character and the other one that tried to come on and fell in love with Sunny and Rick. Does anyone remember her name?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, there were times when I get sick of GH, then I stop watching for a while, you know.
I watched them
from the very beginning when they had Frisco, Felicia, and all those and all those characters, Dr. Steve Harding, when it was really about GH. I mean, they had doctors and nurses and patients, and people got sick, and people had surgery, and, you know, and then there were others. I mean, it had just so much. It was such great writing back then.
What do you guys think of pairing Steve and Olivia together? I think they'd be good together.
Oh, yeah, I think that would be
good. You know, I was thinking about that.
I think
they
would be excellent together. I hope they do explore that.
But
Olivia's not pregnant with Johnny's kid because she fainted.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
I wondered that, but I never considered it, you know. She's so old. I mean, I just never considered the, I mean, no offense to her. I mean, she looks good for her age.
Oh,
I just never. Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. I'm talking to a bunch of kids here. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
But
she can't be much older than I am.
I mean, yeah,
and Bridget is not old because Bridget is not old because if you call him Bridget, then in a couple of years you will be calling me old.
Well, honey, I know I'm old enough to be your mama, so I don't know what you'll be calling
I'm
me.
I'm 20.
Because I'm older than all of y'all. I'm older than all of y'all.
I'm 20 years older than you.
Oh, please.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I guess, you know, I never thought.
Yeah, you better watch it, kid. You better watch it.
I think her and Steve are about the same age, though. They look like they're about
the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't Steve just turn 40?
Scott Reeves. I think Olivia's character and Scott Reeves are about the same age.
Oh, right.
I'm thinking they're about the same age.
Oh, and there was a really good rumor that Scott Reeves made, that Melissa Reeves might go back to date. And as a Dave fan, I was on more moments with Jennifer. So when he said that this past weekend, I'm like, okay, Dave, please bring Melissa Reeves back. I mean, I was a huge
I'm sure they'll bring her back in off and on. I bet you they do.
Really?
Because
yeah.
Yeah.
I think they will, because just by the way, she was a lot like Alice, too. Her and Maggie are a lot like Alice was.
And,
oh,
you know,
really?
Even though we have, like, 2 minutes to go, but we are in overtime.
Yeah,
we all
know how that goes. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, okay.
I'm fine. You can't find. But, no, I, you know, I'm supposed to complain for my grandma, because she saw the whole tribute to Alice, and she was really upset about how Marie had only a couple lines.
Mm.
Like, you know, like, Marie used to be, like, not front and center, but my grandma was sort of mad that they didn't use Marie. They didn't use Marie as much as, you know, they could have.
Yeah. Mm.
So,
did you guys ever talk about the Fatal Attraction storyline going on with Lisa and Patrick?
Oh my God,
I'm hoping that they kind of push Lisa to that Glenn Close, because I love that movie, and so I would like to see GH really make her a nut.
I hope
that's great.
Do it right.
Yeah.
If you have to do it right. Do it right.
Cause now she's going to start. Because, see, she's going to be naked in front of Patrick here this week, I think.
Of course.
Well, she calls him into a fake surgery, and she's in a room half naked.
Mm.
She thinks they're in a relationship after today.
I thought that was so creepy. I was like,
Patrick. Her facial expressions were like, you are freaking nuts, girl. But I love when Maxie nailed her right on the level when she said, stay away from my family and the men or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how she said, I love that part. I said, go Maxie, because Maxie goes, Robin goes, is there something I need to know about? She goes, do women do that? She goes, well, Maxie goes, I've done that before, so she knows.
Yeah.
Lisa's not kosher.
Hey. Well, yeah. I mean, the only thing I hope they don't do with the fatal attraction scenes is the whole rabbit thing.
She was in Robin
so bad with all of what she was saying.
I can't believe
Robin isn't figuring it out yet. I mean, Robin's more intuitive than that. I mean, seriously.
GH dumbs down their women.
Yeah, exactly.
For whatever. I don't know why. But they send it, dumb down their women. But I hope if they're going to do the fatal attraction, do it right. I mean, have us sitting on the edge of our seats and saying, See, Patrick, I don't know, Patrick, he got to learn how to keep that thing inside his pants.
Well, Terry, are you with us? So did you fall asleep?
Hello?
Hi!
Good. I'm sorry, I had you on mute. I was going in the kitchen. I was going back into family, whatever. My battery's low, too, on my house phone, so. I just had you guys on mute. You were just having fun talking, so I figured I'd let you just talk.
Hey, we would have liked
it more if you had joined in, sweetie.
I know.
Yeah, okay, and I sort of needed you, and I called after you, and you had me on mute.
You were talking about Brenda, and I liked Brenda with Jax. I was a Jax and Brenda fan. I was not too fond of Jax and, Brenda and Sunny. I don't know.
Oh, I love Brenda and Sunny
With Jax, I never liked her at first because she got in between the Karen and Jagger and all that storyline.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of a bad girl, and she had to grow on me. So she grew on me when she was a Jax. I really liked it when she was with him because Sunny was just not, had a trace on him or whatever and, the wire and she just couldn't handle his life and he just, they didn't get along and all that. And I just don't think she could handle his life like Carly can.
Exactly. And you know what?
Her a lot better. Jax treated her a lot better. And the funny thing, how ironic is that?
and now look who he's married to.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so funny.
Funny.
Well, Carly and Brenna, I cannot wait for Carly and Brenna scene. I'm sorry. That'll be really good.
Presentation.
I hope she puts Sam in her place. Happy day.
I can't wait with Jason and Sam to break up.
Oh, you and me both. I can't wait.
Brenda knew Liz, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the whole modeling, they were both face of deception.
You're right.
I wish Jason and Sam would just break up because it doesn't even seem like they're a couple on screen, really. I mean, Jason's so busy running around.
They should have never put them back together in the first place.
It's just disrespectful to Sam's character. I almost wish they'd bring somebody on from Sam's past who liked to do all that boating stuff, and she goes sail off with a boating guy, and never see Sam again because I'm just so, bored with her character. Even if she got involved with Alexis and the other characters,
Her character is
is just not necessary. I mean, no one misses her when she's off screen. In fact, things are better when
she's... And if you ever notice, when she's not on, the show goes so much smoother. It flows right on through. When she's on, it just totally... And what they make her say is so flippin' hilarious.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They have her dressed in this pretty hilarious.
Yeah. She picks her out her own outfit. So that's
all. My mom gets so annoyed. She's like, "Why do they always have to dress her in such slutty outfits?" And then, you know, like today my mom made a comment about Claire and how in the clothes that she was wearing, and that, you know, when Claire first came on, she never wore like really short skirts and showed all her cleavage, and now suddenly it's like because she's being sort of paired with Sunny, she's got it all hanging out. And I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a deal to mention, but my mom was like, "I just can't believe it, Heather." And I was like, well that's DH for you. I mean,
especially when a DA is supposed to dress like that in the first place.
Right.
I mean, never dressed like that.
Hey, listen. You know, it seemed like I was reading, and this is going back to the Stelly event, and Steve made some kind of comment or calling Sam's character like white trash. I don't know how it all got started, but I was today. I said, whoa. I mean, I know because, I mean, he wasn't calling her white trash. He was calling her character white trash for whatever reason. I said, gee, he really hit the nail. He really hit the nail on it, baby, because that's exactly what she acts like is white trash. I said, curious.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Heather, you are more than welcome and call in anytime because, yes. What you have to say is actually good. And if you were a J-Sam fan, okay, you would still be welcome. But, yeah.
Well, I'll probably call in more often now because I'm using Skype, and I pretty much used all the minutes on my cell phone, so my parents...
I use
Skype, too, Heather. I use Skype, too, and I love it. It's so much easier.
It's so easy, and, you know, I don't have to, you know... raise the telephone bill. But yeah.
Are you on Twitter, Heather? Are you on
I'm on Facebook. I'm friends with you on Facebook, but I'm always so busy I can never call in.
So Daryl did that film, the one that you were doing like a couple of months ago, that paper. I know you were doing something with like
I'm always doing so many projects, it's hard to keep up, but most of my projects, they always go really well. Right now, I've got my hands in a HBO pilot, and someone's shooting on campus about a fraternity or something, so I've got my hands in that, and I'm writing a web series with somebody, and I'm working on another web series, and then I'm writing another movie, and I'm a full-time student, I'm starting a film society on my campus this year, so I'm trying to get film a little more popular at the U of A and try to really expand it into something. So, yeah, so that's kind of all the projects I'm working on. I can't remember exactly what I was working on when I called last time, or that was like almost a year ago, I think. But, always busy.
He left us. died. Terry's phone died.
Terry's phone died? Oh, okay.
Yes. If your pilot ever gets picked up by HBO, you know you can come and promote it on here.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. When I get some of these things going, I'll definitely come on and send you guys links or tell you where to go to. I definitely want to promote it because I'm trying to build up my resume to get an internship at GH and wherever else I can get. I actually almost had an interview. I almost got an internship last summer or this past summer with Lifetime. I got an interview, but I never got the internship. I'm trying to build it up. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
When you are working on projects, but doing that intern for Lifetime, that would have been so much fun.
I love Lifetime. Been cool. But I just ended up doing a web series here in Tucson where I live, and that ended up working out because it's like I wasn't able to access the money and the sort of like fund that my parents put up for me, and so they weren't going to let me use it for an internship. So I probably wouldn't have been able to go anyways. So I was able to just find work here in Tucson, and there's a few things that are they're trying to revitalize the industry in some of these like smaller cities, you know. So, you know, just projects are going on kind of like in Tucson. We're trying to, you know, maybe get some kind of Western stuff back and going and starting up. But yeah, you know, I'll definitely tell you guys when stuff is going on.
Well, yeah, because how is the weather in Tucson? Because I looked at the weather but this for Arizona, it said like 110 or 107, and
it's horrible. I took that short little vacation to California to go to the General Hospital shoot, I couldn't believe how it stayed like about 70 degrees all day long. Whereas like in Tucson, it's 70 degrees
weather.
I mean in Arizona and Tucson, it's like 70 degrees from like 5 to 6 in the morning, and then it gets about 80 degrees, and then by 10 o'clock you just can't go outside. It's hot.
So basically, in the summertime, you guys don't go anywhere. I mean, but stay indoors, and I mean,
yeah,
well,
it's hard. I mean,
water.
I mean, you can go swimming out in the backyard and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like. You know, I always like to use the summer to, you know, maybe use the time to work out. Well, you know, I usually stay up so late writing and, you know, doing other things that it's like if I have to get up at 5 and 6 in the morning to work out, I'd rather just not. I'd rather just sleep in.
I don't blame
it's
you.
It's my lazy butt doing that, but, you know.
Well, just don't remember to walk out in the hot sun and, you know, around your neighborhood, okay, I'm kind of teasing Shirley for a second. Because remember that hot day you was walking out for your walk?
Yeah, I was the only nut out in the street. There was nobody out there but myself. I said, why am I out here in 90-degree weather? Hello, Shirley. You know, everybody. Because, you know, once you're going to see in Florida, you have to do everything in terms of whether you're going to be outside sometime, anytime before 12 noon, because after 12 noon, forget about it. You know, then the sun is just, I mean, you know, Florida sun is intense. It's too freaking hot, you know, to do anything. So you're in and out of air-conditioned buildings, you know, stores, apartments, whatever, but you can't, it's just too hot to walk around.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't see how people can do that. I say, because you know, I mean, the sun doesn't play.
Right.
No.
I know. And like, you know, this past summer, like I said, I've been working on a web series, and whenever you're shooting, you have to have the air conditioning off, so otherwise you'll get that sound. So imagine being in like a warehouse, you know, and already 100 degrees outside, and you're working all day long. And then you got to turn. I mean, it's just an. I cringe because. You know, it's like those days were just horrible to work out and to work, you know, film something in the hot heat. It's just so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It is. I mean, even here lately, it's been like 80, 89 degrees, and it's fine. But when you have the mugginess, forget about it. It's just like. You know, I mean, so lately?
It's twice as hot. Now, like, I mean, all this week, like, here it's going to be, like, 94, 95, you know, so.
Well, it's bad when it rains, and then it's all humid. That makes it worse, too. I mean, it rains every once in a while here in Tucson. Like, I mean, now we're in the monsoons, and so it rains, and then it gets all humid, and even that's, like, pretty bad, but, you know.
Oh, you all get monsoons, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually good for Tucson, like, for the desert to have it, but it simply still isn't enough water to really, you know, fix the drought or anything like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
How far are you away from Phoenix, like, Tempe and, Tempe and...
Well,
like,
Phoenix, I think Phoenix is, like, definitely about 2 hours, but you could do the drive in, like, an hour and a half. And Tempe, I assume, I've never driven up there, but I assume it's probably another hour or so. And I know when I went on this on that recent California trip to L.A., that was like, I was with my boyfriend, and we broke up after the trip, but we that was like the longest drive I'd ever been to L.A. It was like an 11-hour drive because we missed the Phoenix bypass or something like that, and went basically around, you know, to get to L.A. Instead of going like straight through Phoenix to L.A., we went like around it, you know, through San Diego, and it took us like an eight-hour drive is what it usually is, and it took us like 11 hours.
I swear, when boyfriend and girlfriend go on road trips, that's usually when the breakup happens. If you can, like, weather the road trip, then you're fine. But if you cannot weather the, you know, road trip, then you're screwed.
Well, you know,
so that is the test.
I don't know.
If you can't do the road trip, then it's bye-bye.
With this guy that I had met, he was a really good guy. He was kind of like Spinelli, you know, and I was more like Maxie. The problem really was just that, like, I don't know, he was one of those guys that just, like, has low confidence in himself, and it was like I always had to keep up his confidence, and then some things happened on the trip, and it's like, you know, you just kind of, you know, he's one of those downer dwelling kind of guys, and I just couldn't. My parents are like that a lot, and I can't really deal with that. So it's like I hate. So I was like, I don't want a boyfriend that kind of reminds me of that stuff. I mean, it was a few other problems, but I mean, I intended to go on the trip, and I thought it'd bring us closer together, but it ended up just kind of bringing out things that we didn't really like about each other. And then it was, I mean, we'd only been dating about like 2 months, so we're better friends than we are like anything
right,
else.
Right then. Better friends and lovers. Okay, that happens.
You know.
Well, yeah, and, but no, I just think sometimes car trips are, like, you know, unless you've been going out for, like, 5 years or 6 years, car trips bring out, and the worst in people, especially when it's the summertime. In the wintertime, I don't think it's that bad. But when it's, like, the, summertime, I don't know, the heat and everything, and, you know, I could just blame the Santa Anita wind because you guys were in California, and...
Well, you know, he got to meet James Franco out of it, so, I mean, something good came out of the trip. We just, you know, realized that, you know, he was a little more uptight about things than I think he should have been, and then it was like... You know, he didn't go with the flow, and I don't know, I wanted someone a little more laid back and fun, not so serious all the time. So, and he has family in California, and he never met them, so that was the other part of the trip, and, you know, it ended up being like this, well, Heather, we're so busy doing things you want to do that I wasn't able to hang out with them, and it was like, I was like, well, I've been to L.A. about 4 times, I've pretty much done L.A. already. All I wanted to do was go to the GH thing. We could have done whatever you wanted to do for the rest of the trip. So it was very much back and forth, kind of like bickering most of the trip. Mm. You know, but, you know, you get
like
James Franco's autograph.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you got to meet James Franco, but if you said you got to meet Bradford, yeah, I'm kind of tutoring Bradford to get Bradford on the show, and I'm not giving up. And because Bradford is, like, my celebrity crush. I don't know why, of all celebrities, Bradford, I don't know, just does something. And so, but it was Zane Franco nice, and...
He was nice. I mean, the thing is like, you know, I had never gone to, like, I had never, like, met other General Hospital fans. Like, this was the first fan event for me, so... Steve Burton was there, and the guy that plays Dante, the Dominique Zemproga, I was saying his name wrong. You know, Julie Berman was there. So they were, you know, they were all nice. I mean, I could tell that Julie Berman, when she came out, like, after they had shot their scenes in the distance, like, you know, Dante and Julie, you know, they came out and signed autographs, and I could tell Julie was tired. I mean, I didn't expect her to, I mean, you could tell, like, she signed autographs, and she was nice and everything, but she was just wanting to get back to her trailer. And, the guy that plays Dante, he was really, like, open and happy. And then, you know, James Franco, that was funny because he kind of more, like, stood there and had people take pictures of him and sign autographs. He didn't really, like, carry on a conversation with fans, mm-hmm. whereas, like, the guy that plays Dante, he seemed kind of more, like, really excited to see the fans. Whereas James Franco, what?
I said, how
because
was,
this is so...
How was Steve? I know, they say
yeah.
Steve
oh.
is very open.
Yeah.
Very,
well,
open.
It was funny because, yeah. see, Steve came out for about 5 minutes. That was it. Because he came out with Jill Phelps, and all the fans were going crazy. I had never seen fans go this crazy before. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was pretty, and it was funny, but... He came out, and he was like, all right, everyone calm down, you know, we'll get to the pictures and everything like that. And he kind of went along, you know, really fast, but it was like they were telling him, I mean, he was rushed, I would say. I mean, he spent maybe about 10 minutes with the fans, and they were like, we need to get you in wardrobe. And we were like, yeah, his black T-shirt.
Right,
like,
right.
Right, like, you really need that much time for it. But
oh, wardrobe! Just get another T-shirt and jeans.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, like,
great.
You know, it was kind of
oh,
like,
please.
You know, it was kind of like, and then we all waited for him to come back out, but... You know, they had already said that he had gone back to his trailer, so most of us waited for Dante and Julie. But, I mean, you know, James Franco was nice, and I actually, my boyfriend had actually dared me to have him sign my resume, because I bought all these copies of my resume, thinking I might somehow meet someone and be able to get my name out.
Why not? Yeah.
And so I actually, so I had him sign my resume, and he was really surprised by that. Like, nobody had ever asked him that before, so he'll probably always remember me maybe for that. But, and then he actually took a copy of my resume.
Okay.
So, his people took my resume, and because I was like, you sign my resume? And then I was like, and I have another one in case you want, like, a PA on your next film. And so,
oh
so his cameraman was like, here, give me your resume. So I gave it to him, and I never
good
got a phone call, but, you know, it's just a funny story to tell.
Know.
Well, yeah. Where was the location? Where was,
It was at the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Okay,
you know?
I was
there
just,
in the Pacific Design Center. I mean, you could walk by that day and you saw all the sets and everything. I have pictures posted on YouTube. I have like a little montage if you look up like James Franco photo shoot, whatever like that. I mean, you could walk by and you could see it, you know, and I was going crazy. My boyfriend was like, let's just find a parking space and then you can take all these photos and... You know, and so, but it was a really cool thing. I mean, they really, I mean, it looked as cool as it did on TV, you know. But, I mean, James Franco, he's so charismatic. I mean, it was, I mean, I can't think of James Franco ever the same now after meeting him. It's like, you know, I'll be watching GH and my mom will be like, is that what he looked like? Did he look really that cute, Heather? And I'm like,
yeah, he's
even
cutie.
Better.
Yeah, he's a cutie, yeah.
You know, and Dante,
yeah,
Dante was really hot in person. I couldn't, I didn't think he was going to, I mean, he was this really smoking hot in person. I was like, oh, man. And I was happy to get his, I was happy to get his autograph and a picture with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seemed like
Yeah, and I, you know, because when you, you know, see where they shot everything and everything, I thought, you know, I mean, I've only seen five ellipses, but I thought the way they did in the camera, you know, the camera angle, I thought it was really cool. And, was Steve doing his own stunt? Like, because when he was running through the staircase and all that, did you know if it was him or was it a body double? I always want to know if it's actually
it him. I mean,
oh, I'm pretty sure it was him.
They
all
yeah,
was
they
him.
Do
all
that.
They're running up
stuff.
The stairs.
I even think
that.
James Franco actually did the stunt where he actually fell off the thing. I was pretty sure that looked like James Franco.
It looked like James
thought.
Franco. Yeah.
So I mean,
sure.
I think they
didn't
all did. I think they all stay true to their. You know, they all you know do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that they can the budget to have to hire you know stunt doubles. I don't think there is
right.
Really
they can't
that.
Afford
they
it.
Do it.
They can. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I was just thinking about the, like, some TV shows won't let the actor do the stunts because of the insurance and everything else. But I thought it was cool. I thought the location was really nice and, you know, and...
Yeah, I mean,
meeting,
I was surprised that they got the location and everything like that. I mean, location shooting is always, like, expensive and it's a pain in the butt and... You know, from, like, my experience and things. But, like, You know, it was cool, though, to see them kind of branch out and do something different. Because I know, like, it seems like a lot of the other soap operas, like, I think One Life to Live and All My Children have done location shooting recently. And it's nice to see GH kind of do that, too, you know.
Oh, my God, you guys, we have not got caught off yet. Oh, my gosh. That is funny. No, sometimes it just cuts you off, like, in the middle of saying something really good.
Right, before you know it, there's that man with that British accent comes on.
Well, we don't like the British accent because
they
are
all that,
these...
they got us again.
So are you, so when did you go to the General Hospital event this weekend, or was this...
I wish I could have. I just didn't have the money, and I didn't really have the transportation to go to, but I would have loved to have gone to it. I mean, I read some of the recaps of what I could, and it always seems like sometimes they have answers to storylines, and other times they don't. I mean, I heard Kelly Monaco was like an hour late to her event.
Yeah.
And she was an hour late last year. I heard that was like the same deal. And I want to like judge actors or anything like that, because LA traffic is a pain in the ass. So
I will be nice.
You know, leave a little earlier.
Don't
make excuses for your absence. Be honest.
Right. Well, I mean, especially because the fans pay so much money to get into.
Well, yeah, it was $100.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how much it was. I was like,
how many people were there about? Does anybody know? Were there a lot of fans there?
Well, I heard it was not a lot. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, $100 a pop, I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably about, like, I don't know, 25, 50 people there. I mean, I heard...
Okay. Yeah. Well, the only thing I thought
paid $100 for an actress who's an hour late, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, it's crazy. I mean, I heard on Twitter today that Steve Burton was annoyed that someone had actually taped their event.
Yeah,
his event with Kelly, and then I went and looked on YouTube to see what the whole thing was, and she had quickly, whoever it was, I quickly got rid of the clips, but, you know, it's always a hard thing, because it's like, you want, you know, everyone who couldn't go wants to see what they talked about, but yet, you know, it's when they say, you know, don't take pictures of, you know, don't take videos, I mean, you should listen. I mean, at the Mocha shoot, they said, don't videotape anything, and, like, when I got back, you know, to Tucson about a week later, I was just, you know, posting videos, and I saw, you know, I was posting videos about the event, and I saw some people had actually, like, videotaped the whole thing, and I was just like, you know, ABC could sue you right now if they wanted to. I mean,
well,
it's how would you risk something like that?
Respectful of the people. I mean, my
exactly.
gosh, have a little respect for what they ask of you.
Well, that, right.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
And
it ruined it for everybody else because,
right.
you know, they think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I had heard that Steve had actually said on his Twitter that it was going to be, like, his last event. Like, because somebody had done that, he said it was going to be, like, his last event with Kelly. Which, you know, I mean...
Well, and then I had also read that that's a pretty good excuse for him not doing anymore with Kelly. I said, yeah, right, Steve. Okay.
But, you know, it's in their contract. I mean, you know, he says what he says, but you know that, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, if the writers, if Brian Fron says you're going to do this public thing, you know, like, you know, they'll do it. I mean, I think more of the controversy around it is that, like, when you have a video of yourself on YouTube and you're not getting paid for it, you know, there's no royalties and things like that. Then
well, you know, he and Becky want to do a sale. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they are going
sale,
to in January. Yeah, in January, and it looks like Las Vegas.
Mm. Oh, Vegas again, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow. So I'm going. I'm like, it's like I told my mom, I'm like, that's one thing I'm going to save up for, because I would, you know, I mean, I would love to go. So I've never been in Vegas, though.
Oh, Vegas is great.
What happens in Vegas stays in
Vegas. Is wonderful. Huh?
I said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's it.
That's true.
Vegas is fun, though. Vegas is fun.
It is fun.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a fun place. Like
Heather, you said you're 20. Oh, you have what? You have, like, what, 6 more months until you're 21 and you can...
Yeah, I have, well, my birthday's in October, so it's not that long. It's, like, 3 months. So, but I've been to Vegas. My parents, they took, like, a trip there a few years ago. I mean, it was fun, I guess, but, like, you know, it won't be half as much fun, you know, when I can actually drink and, you know, gamble and everything like that in Vegas.
Oh, then the fun times begin, huh?
Yeah, that's really fun.
Drinking and gambling. Okay.
Yeah.
Just word of advice, honey. Pace yourself.
That's
yeah.
it. That's
yes.
It.
Uh-huh.
And please go to the shows. They have some of the
their shows are awesome.
The best show I saw was what were the Lion Tamers?
Secret Roy.
Talking about a show.
Yeah.
Awesome show. Oh, my God.
Shirley, did you go before?
Yes, I did. Thank
okay,
God.
Before,
yeah.
Okay.
Accident, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, because I thought they were still doing something together. I thought, you know, he was back or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, but Heather, when you go and when you do the whole drinking thing, just remember to either take Tylenol or something right before it, a couple hours before, and then you won't have any
water.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've gotten you know tipsy and drunk before. It's not like I've been waiting to turn 21 to drink a beer or anything like that. But
when you turn 21, it's totally different than when you're doing it when you're underage. Trust me.
not to sound stupid, but. When did they do the whole you have to be 21 thing? Was it like, had it always been, or was it like imported in the 70s? Or
no,
they did it right
before I turned 18, which sucked because I was so excited to be legal and changed it to 21. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been over 18 years or more.
Yeah, I mean, my dad can't even remember it. I mean, when I turned 18, my dad was like, oh, can I give you a drink, like, you know, a beer now? And I was like,
no,
Dad. But,
no.
You know, I mean, now that I'm 20, I'll drink like a Smirnoff with Wild My Mom or something
like that. I
don't
think so.
But,
yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like a dumb rule, but then at the same time, I don't know. But, yeah.
I mean, well, occasionally my dad would give us, like, a sip of wine or whatever. So 2021, I think we were not all crazy to, like, totally get smashed or anything. But had we been forbidden to do it, I think it would have been, like, another story. Like, if they said, oh, you can't do it now. I mean, my parents was kind of lenient in that way. I mean, but they didn't want us to go do it at a friend's house. They were more okay about doing it at home. Mm. Oh, God, that would have sucked, good. That,
but,
I mean, you too. But when you look forward to 18 and then they saying the road to 21, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah, I was bummed. And another bit of advice, keep a hold of your drink because you never know who will slip something.
Yeah, definitely.
In this day and age, there are some crazy mother hummers out there, let me tell you.
Yeah, there are. I live in an all-girls dorm, and that's where that's my dorm for the past, like, 3 years. And there was a girl, like, on the third floor, like, a week before we got out of school, and her drink had been roofied, and she was really sick, and they debated whether to take her to the hospital, but because she was underage, they didn't really want to get the police involved, and it was big. I mean, my dorm is not usually one that, you know, is known for, like, girls, you know, getting drunk and having the police
girls
come. It's not like
wild.
Yeah, it's not like that, you know. Usually it's a pretty quiet dorm, but you get those, you know, few sorority girls who come in, and they just, you know, they just go a little crazy sometimes.
Right. So you really have to be careful, sweetie, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You could have gone to, like, a little hospital and without getting the police involved. Like, if you go to, like, not the emergency room, but, like, a 24-hour one.
Well,
actually, you know, if push comes to shove, you can't worry about getting the cops involved. You know, that is the least of your problems. Really.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if they thought that she was really, like, you know, I think if they thought her life was really threatened, they probably would have, you know, called the, you know, called for an ambulance or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seemed like, you know, her and her friends had it under control and things.
Oh, God.
Well,
I mean,
to be 18 or 21, so you can have it. Oh, boy, I wouldn't go through those years. I mean, they were nice then, but to relive that the whole thing, I don't think so. But, you know, but going through your 20s, that's a whole learning process.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's starting your life as an adult. You're starting to make your own choices in life.
Exactly.
Whether they're good, bad. You learn from your mistakes. And then you get to your 30s, you start thinking you're starting to get your life in order. And then you get your 40s, and it's starting to look pretty good. Well, of course, I don't know yet. I won't be 40 till.
Oh, honey, after that, it's all downhill,
baby. I'm in the point of my life where I'm just thinking everything's going to be okay. I mean,
I love being in my 40s. Boy, I used to have a T-shirt that I bought downtown and said, "This is what 40 looks like." I used to love to be in my 40s. Oh, yeah, 40s was it, man, you know.
Yeah.
Because
you've been there, you've
done that, you know, and now you can, you know, sit back.
I got the badges to prove it.
yeah, you know. And then past that, then it's all downhill.
Well, in your 20s, I mean, maybe not for everyone, but in your 20s, you are really... not crazy, not stupid, but, you know,
it's a whole learning process. I got married at when I was 21, I got married.
Wow.
If you could, like we do, would you still get married in your 20s?
I don't know, you know, people ask you, you know, well, if you know now or two years, I think most people would actually end up doing the same thing, you know.
Yep.
I really do, you know. But, you know, there are some things that, you know, of course you would like to go back and change, but you can't do that because that wouldn't make you the person you are now, you know.
Yeah.
Today, so look, every decade is good. You know, you learn something in your 20s, in your 30s, and there's always something good, you know.
But you know what, the 30s to 40, let me be Brenda can say this. I feel like the 30s have gone so by so fast. Like, I'm 30, whatever, how old I am, yeah. Okay, how did that happen? Because my 20s, I feel like it went by so slow, like, but then my 30s, it's like crap. So, yeah, Heather,
I always feel like time just goes by so fast. I mean, I'm in my third year of college. I just can't believe I'm in my third year of college. It's like I just got to the U of A, and, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to really go on and get another degree in film. I think I might just go straight to California and try to work myself in the business there, but...
Yeah, and I mean, if you do that, then you don't have any student loans, and you don't have to worry about that. And then,
interning, you get more experience anyway than learning in school. I mean, experience is a lot. You can learn a lot more from experience than you could from a classroom.
Exactly.
On-hand experience works wonders.
Yeah, I mean, my parents pay for my college, and, you know, they always feel like they're paying for a, you know, not, they always feel like they're not paying for a degree, like it's a waste of my time, But, you know, I always find that, you know, I worked on this web series over the summer, and it wasn't like a big budget web series. It was a small budget, you know. It might not go anywhere, but, you know, my experience I learned from there, you know, I always find that your experiences, while they may seem kind of like pointless at the time, it's like, or, you know, or it didn't turn out that well and you think you can't ever use it. In the long run, though, you always end up finding yourself in a similar situation, and you can always reflect, you know, you can always remember that experience and, you know, use the information you learned, and that's what I've done with some of my career stuff.
Good for you.
Well, and I still can't believe the Blog Talk lady has it kicked us off.
You're jinxing it, Carly.
And you know what, Bridget? You're watching in the next five minutes.
We'll all get cut off.
Okay,
but if she starts talking like that, you know, then all you and before you know it, you'll be gone.
Oh, crap, okay, me and my bed. Heather, but what you said earlier about Maxine Spinelli, I don't think this couple is far from over, and...
Well, you know, when you think about it, it's like soap opera couples, you know, they're going to come and they're going to go. And, like, for me, you know, yeah, I'm kind of pissed off about how the whole Spixie thing ended, but to me... It's not like I don't want us every season together again. Like, all it would take is a few good scenes where they actually talk and they, because I feel like Maxie doesn't really know what she wants, so I feel like it wasn't really one breakup.
They need to grow. I mean, they're not letting Spinelli grow. They're not letting her grow. They're in the same cycle they've been in, and they need to grow as a individual and as a couple instead of just keep them as they are.
And they have to do something with, you know, Spin's whole personality. They could have done so much with his character, but they sort of kept him, you know.
You know what?
The problem is they write him like the stereotypical geek. You know, but it's they decided to put him
as... I mean, everybody, you know, geez.
I do got to give him kudos for being the man to stop this, because he could have kept her, let her run him over like a freight train, pulling Matt in here and Lucky in here and doing all the stuff that she was trying to pull to get him to get out of his shell. But he stepped up as a man and said enough's enough, which I give him kudos for that, because he could have let her walk all over him like he had... Lulu walked all over him. You know, Georgie was great for him, but they killed her off.
That's why they had to kill her off. But she was perfect for him. I thought that was awful. And she had the biggest crush on him.
I always thought the ghost storyline would be like Spinelli finds out, just because I'm being funny, that Diane is his real mother. And then you find out that Sunny, Sunny that to be his father.
Sonny would have a flipping conniption fit.
Oh,
if
that would be too
Spinelli
funny.
Was his son.
It'd be so funny.
It would be hilarious watching him. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wouldn't it? I would really watch it that day. I'd watch the whole show.
Imagine Diane's face to know that Sonny was first owner for him.
Oh, gosh.
Well, just because I thought, you know, I mean, because we really don't know anything about Diane's past. And, you know, I mean, we sort of know a little about Spin, but we don't know enough. And I always thought, okay, there would not be any redo there. They could get away with, you know, it. I mean, one of my favorite storylines with Spinelli was, you know, when Alexis was sick, and she was going through cancer.
Chemo.
Yeah, and he gave her like pot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, and you know,
I think for me, what I want to see for Spinelli is I'm just really over his whole geeky routine thing. Like, not to say that I don't want to see him be silly, but like, you know,
let the character grow a little bit.
Well, as I remember, Matt told him he could fix it when he was in the hospital when Leon was there.
They dropped it like a hot potato.
That would have been another very interesting storyline,
you know? But I said, it's the writing. They don't know how to write.
I just think with Spinelli, they just don't care enough about his character. You know, to them, they think he's like a secondary character. Like, he's not like written like, say, Dante is written. It's like, you could take Spinelli. I mean, we've seen how, you know, his little brief moments of how dark he can be and that mindset. I mean, they could do so much with that story. I mean, his whole idea of wanting to be a man, you know, quote, I mean, they could have had him, shoot somebody or accidentally, you know, kill, like, Franco or something like that and had him deal with PTSD or something.
Didn't he shoot himself in the foot once?
Yeah, he did.
Wait, I mean, the point was that, like, you know, they could do so much with him and they choose not to because he's just not that kind of character that they want to write.
I loved it. I loved it last week. Oh, this week I don't know what episode I'm on anymore, but when he yelled at Dante and he actually yelled at him, it was just like, go, yell at him. You know, I loved it. I loved what he said. I was clapping because, you know, I did like the Donnie and Spinelli sort of friendship that they were having for a while. I was enjoying seeing that because when Spinelli and Donnie were in that shootout and Donnie saved Spinelli's life, I sort of had more respect for Donnie because I thought, oh, this is, you know, a good thing. So, I mean, but Dante, I mean, I like him, but sometimes he just rubs me in the wrong way, and I'm like, get away from me. I don't want to deal with you. You know, I mean, I was going to say, well, why doesn't Dante and Sam sleep together, but okay, I'm being evil.
Dante and Sam, huh?
Oh, man. You know, they need to bring, like, a John McBain kind of character, I think, for Sam. I think if they brought in some, like, really cool cop on the show that was, like, different from Dante and Lucky, like, some kind of John McBain kind of type of character, you know, from
Port Charles together. They were a couple, so, you know.
So, I mean, I'd like to see
something
like that.
They have good chemistry. They have good chemistry together. They should why don't they move her over to AMC?
Because I don't want them, AMC, okay, but not one life.
Why don't they move her over to AMC? Just move her.
Okay.
I still don't think she's Alexis's daughter.
I don't either.
That was far-fetched, I think,
I see. That's something else.
Oh,
they
never did a true paternity
test
on her.
You know what?
Right. There was no DNA and nothing done, yeah.
Okay, I could be wrong on this, and you guys can yell at me later, but I always thought, what if Alexis wasn't casted on? What if Alexis was Alan Dahl Edward Dahl? I mean, I thought, you know, because making her Cassadine, I thought, okay, but if they made her Coleman, I always thought that would be another interesting story, but then that would be kind of incest with Ned. Not incest, but I still don't think, because there was never a DNA test one between Sam and Alexis, was there?
No. That's what we were just saying, you know. How do we really know, you know? How do we really know that he was Alexis's daughter?
Yeah, I mean, even if Alexis wasn't a Cassadine, I mean, it's not like it would really change her stance on the show. I mean, it almost could, like, worsen her position if she was, I mean, because it's like, they obviously don't really care to actually write any storylines with the Cordamines. I mean, even with Maya Ward and
Oh, God,
those new words they're bringing on, like, I really could care less about those those characters. Like,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
I mean, if they brought Emily back on or something like that, you know, if she wasn't really dead or something like that, like,
oh,
I'd love to see her there. But, you know, whether she's, you know, whether Alexis is a Cassadine or Quartermain or whoever else, it's not going
to,
it doesn't matter. I mean, they're not going to still not going to write her any kind of justice of the story, so.
Well, no, I mean, when they were writing who the, you know, I killed Kiefer storyline, I thought they were going to go there much more. I thought, okay, but that kind of got dropped, too, as of today. Well, yeah, finally, I felt like, okay, she doesn't have to be Sue now. And but
yeah,
I didn't like...
But the wife's still around, though. See?
Yeah, she could still get through.
Oh, crap.
She can still get after her. But yeah, because they haven't explored that yet. He just died, so she doesn't even know.
Okay. Oh,
that's why I'm wondering.
She could go real postal.
Yeah. Or, you know, she could, you know, the wife could end up just going to Alexis and saying, you know what, you know, Warren did beat me or something like that. Like, I'm waiting for some kind of confession from her to say, you know what, you know, things weren't right in our household. Like, that I think would be a good way to kind of add closure to the storyline, is for her to be like, I'm really sorry what Kiefer did to Christina, and I should have had the guts to stand up to, you know, be honest with everyone and, you know, with Warren and things like that, and admit that we had some problems in our family. That would have been, I wish they'd do something like that.
Well, you know what I liked, and everyone's been kind of hating on Sunny a little, but I liked it when Sunny actually got up and said all this stuff to Rowan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that scene today on SoapNet. I thought that was not a bad scene. It was, I guess it was a good scene, yeah. You know, because he was all, yeah, I remember that scene. That was actually a nicely written scene, I thought.
You know, I cannot believe that this guy, I can't think of his name, because I loved him on Guiding Light, but I can't believe he signed a 2-year contract, and he was hardly ever seen. Well, I can't really say that, because I don't really look at the show, but I cannot believe that they killed him off so quickly. That's it.
Well, you know, yeah, and I thought, I mean, because the confrontation with Sonny and him, you know, the reason why I was...
Bradley Cole.
Yeah.
I love him, because he and Carly were a couple on Guiding Light.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So, but they did not have that much into accent on here. I was waiting for that, like, I'm like, you know, I was sort of waiting for it.
Waiting for what?
For them to have some into accent.
Oh,
Warren,
Warren and
Lowell and Bradley, yeah. But I just like how Sunny, you know, didn't like throw coffee or throw wine, but he got up and said the things to Warren, and, you know, and then when he said to Christina, you know, now I sort of feel sorry for, you know, what Kiefer went through. I thought,
now he realizes it after all the crap he put her through. I mean, geez, with all the, I want to kill Ethan because he thought Ethan did it. Then he wanted to kill Kiefer because he did it. But, you know, he didn't think about his own childhood, what he went through.
No.
Right.
Funny.
He just wanted to kill people and not think of the consequences instead of thinking about what happened to him and what she was going through and he was going through.
Sonny was always such a selfish bastard. You know, he could be so selfish. He and Carly, boy, they could.
Let's change subjects.
Well, she is kind of selfish. She, you know.
I like Carly, and then
I. I do like Carly, but she can't be.
I love Laura.
Right? Oh, I mean,
I love
selfish.
Laura. Right?
I mean,
Carly gets
no
on
doubt.
My
I love
last
Carly,
nerve,
but she has her moments, you know.
Yeah, she does.
Granted, she's better over the years, but she's selfish.
Yeah, but no, I just thought with this, what I liked about the gun, you know, after the gun, and Carly said to Christina, this is not UFOed. None of this is UFOed. And when Michael, you know, Pence won out, and, you know, like Lucky and Mac and everyone was saying, we didn't see anything. I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, this is good. You know, this is in a way good because, you know, Warren thought he was like this big, you know, hothead, and Mac, you know, kind of turned him away and said, you know, no one saw anything. And I thought, but I never thought they were going to go after Mac when Warren was shooting. And it's like the way he was shooting, it was like in a way he was going after like innocent people, but in a way he knew he wanted to kill Mac in a way. This, how I saw the gun go off, and I still think Zenner Hospital needs to get a metal detector. They really need one because they have baby kidnappings. I mean, come on. If the
I love there's like two cops at the place and that's it. I mean, it was like just Mac and Lucky there to, you know, help find this baby. It's like, where's the rest of Port Charles Police Department? You know,
I thought that was kind of laughable.
Well, because
speaking about the baby and the kidnapping, I don't know. Now, when I looked at Liz today, she didn't seem all that upset about. I mean, her baby's missing, and I don't know. I guess I'm thinking about when, you know, Jake was missing. She was so beside herself, but she seemed to be a little bit more calmer and.
You know what? I think too is Liz is dealing with a lot right now too because, you know, when Shirley passed away and, you know, she came in that room and Nicholas said, "Oh, why don't you go be with Shirley while we, you know, go find the baby?" And Elizabeth says, "I can't, she's gone." And I think having a baby kidnapped and, you know, Shirley, who she really came on to depend on, I think Liz right now doesn't know what the hell to think. I think she's in this...
She's in shock.
Thing. Yeah. I guess they'll be
shipping her ass back to Shady Brook then.
No, they're not. They're not going to send her to Shady. She's going out of town. Something like she's supposed to go see Sarah, her sister, which I think is kind of stupid because Sarah hasn't been on the show for years.
They don't even get along. How is that?
I know.
But I don't think she's going to Shady Brook. I think she's just going to go out of town.
Does Steve know that... his nephew is missing?
Because he knew Friday.
He knew Friday and today.
Okay, because I thought he was busy with, you know, helping the gunshot victims, and I thought, you know, Scott, Steve, you need to go be with Liz because Dumb and Dumber are with her, and that cannot be true.
Yeah, no telling what can happen then, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the beginning when they first found out he was missing. Aiden was missing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When they first locked down the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so the hospital was locked down. What are these numbers, 66?
The road to California.
Route 66.
Oh, yeah. Route,
and
well,
all
that,
those photos that he sent to Jason and everybody, they were from the towns from the song Route 66.
Yeah.
And that he was blazing a trail for Jason and Dante to find him in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because
right.
That's where the song ends, in Los Angeles.
Okay. Gotcha.
I wish they had done more with the... hospital shooting, though. I mean, not that I like seeing characters get shot or anything, but you know, Grey's Anatomy did the storyline, and that's exactly where they took it from. And
Grey's Anatomy
did a really good job, I think,
my favorite,
you know, showing
though.
That. And I wanted the same kind of. I was hoping that Warren was going to go through more floors of the hospital, and they were going to really intensify it. I feel like they could have really dived more into his character and really showed, you know, how. You know,
flashback
felt, you know, and things like that. But they really kind of ended it quick. It was like bang, bang.
Has,
and then...
So, Heather, you watch Grey's Anatomy, too?
Yeah, I do. I watch it on and off, but
okay,
I haven't...
I think the fallout from the shooting is going to be so amazing when they come back. I mean, you know, yeah, it might be like 3 weeks or 2 weeks after, but I want to see the aftermath. I want to see the aftermath with Bailey. I mean, they're...